Drew telling me he already saw Creed. I'm telling y'all, a lot of this shit is not, they're not going to fool me.
Okay.
No, Creed, I'm going to, the marketing that got me, I'm going to see it.
Okay.
I'm going to see it at some point, really soon.
Gotcha.
That they got Dreamville to do a soundtrack.
Let's get started here. I hate him.
Jonathan Majors looks great. Nigga looks three times my size.
Nigga, that's made me want to work out, which I'll never do.
No, wait, Jordan, you don't got a lot of us. Please, please, enough, enough, come on. But what Disney, and I'm off of Creed, Disney's not going to keep fooling me.
Care to elaborate?
They already got your money.
Okay.
A lot of it.
Y'all trying to get me with Ant-Man and Wasp 7.
That's pretty solid movie.
Three.
The Marvels with all the girls in it. I care, y'all, cool. I know it's Women's History Month, so I support
them. It is Women's History. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to go see it.
That's crazy.
Better.
But what y'all are not going to do is have me go see Peter Pan because y'all should hear these Tinkerbell. I'm not going to see Little Mermaid or Peter Pan. I'm going to tell Disney right now. Y'all, I'm not going to see either one. Stop. Stop.
Those are two amazing black leads, so I'm going to support them with all my heart.
Jordan, if you're not going to see them, and I'm going to know if you win. So, and I know you're not going to see them.
Well, he has kids. So.
It will be seen.
I won't take my kids to see that movie either.
I got Disney Plus, and honestly,
which one?
It might be Disney Plus in a week.
Which one of them sisters in that movie?
Chloe.
Yeah, that's the one that's in that
the
one?
Mermaid or the Tinkerbell?
The Mermaid.
Mermaid. Yeah, Hallie, DDG, and them in that movie. I'm not going to go see it because of them.
DDG and Little Mermaid is crazy.
He's not in it.
What is he going to be, Sebastian?
I don't know.
Isn't Shaggy playing Sebastian?
You know what?
I don't even know.
Wait, really?
I'm going to tell.
I think so.
Whatever is happening, I'm not going. Y'all not going to keep casting black leads and say, oh, we're going to get those butts in the seats.
Yo, white America is in an uproar, low key, but they don't show it. Racist America is in an uproar. Tinkerbell is black.
Y'all not going to get me to go watch the girl from. Y'all not going to get me to go watch the girl from Grown-ish be Tinkerbell. Oh, I was going to go see it anyway, but now I'm deaf. Y'all not. No. Y'all not going to trick me into doing things I don't want to do because there's black people in it. Y'all not going to. I'm not.
Did
no.
They announce her as.
Honestly, John never took you as a Tinkerbell type girl, though.
I would go with you and the kids until I'm like, okay, they're trying to steal from me. No. So, no, I'm not going.
Amaya's going to love
it. Amaya has to watch all
exactly. Amaya's going to love it.
They're going to go see
this. This is going to be the Amaya's Disney generation where she grows up seeing all her Disney characters black. Shout out to Disney, yo. Showing my little black queen the value of life.
First of all, you're not even black. So let's get that out the way. So that's crazy.
I feel like I don't even know where you're supposed to go at.
You're not even black. So that's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
But I digress. All you biracial niggas in there.
That's crazy.
Yo, why she thinks everyone is biracial?
This nigga's.
Yo, y'all see that video of Logic?
I'm not doing that. We're not doing that. Absolutely not. Not a shot in hell. Nope. Never. Never.
I'm not talking about it.
Nope. We are going to start now. Oh, absolutely God. The fuck not.
That intro.
Play the intro.
Life, more love.
Oh, well, welcome to where we at? 172? Welcome to episode 172 of the Imaginary Players Podcast. It's me, the one, Mr. Full Disclosure, a.k.a. Big John from the East Side Boys. You are now listening to and have always been listening to the greatest show on earth. It feels like forever since I've done that. Hope everybody's doing well. Happy Friday. It's 9 a.m. We are back. To my immediate left is one half of the beige tandem, smoothest man on the planet. The biracial king, Derek, talk to the people.
Yo, I'm not biracial.
Logic
that's going to be his thing for
Logic
the day,
said
bro.
Nigga, so what's next?
That's going to be the thing for the day.
I'm chilling, man. I took a little week off, and clearly everything wanted to happen in a little week that we decided to take off. There's a shit ton of news.
Yeah.
But we here, though. Chilling, thriving, striving. You feel me?
Across from Derek is the other half of the beige tandem. He is not biracial. He is Latinx. The man behind the camera. Dro's here.
We're going to get canceled.
Cancel culture doesn't exist. Logic said nigga.
That's fair.
He called you a porn category.
Yo.
What the fuck is going on this side?
I'm not even get into it, bro.
This nigga.
I don't know where to look. I'm looking at
his porn sites.
I'm doing good, man. We took a little break, but it's good to be back. A whole bunch of shit going on. But happy to be here, man. And yo, shout outs to, well, we're recording on Wednesday, so early shout out to Happy Women's Day month. So,
yeah. Yo, Dro?
Yo, I don't know why you keep doing this to yourself.
Yo, like, it's the month and the day.
This is the way you say things.
Dro don't give a fuck about women.
Women's Day, but shout them out at the same time.
She's like, yo, I guess it's Women's Day, maybe.
It's like the undertone.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all for real. I think y'all do shit like give birth to kids.
Women are important, I think.
It's just a tone in which you always deliver these comments.
Y'all do you, maybe.
Maybe, and live it up to your best lives. All right, y'all be good now. Bye.
No, don't shout shit out. That's it. Just don't. Just leave it.
Oh my God, that was.
And to my right is America's favorite dad,
Gangsters.
Jordan, please. America's favorite dad, Jordan's back another week.
Man, please.
Better dad than them all.
Better them all. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
You definitely
these niggas are fucking up.
You
right
definitely
now.
A better dad than both of them. Niggas.
Honestly, Michael Jordan is letting his kid date her, so he might be all right. But he don't like the other one.
You think he's doing that spite?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I think these niggas too rich to care.
Yeah,
honest, but
50 Cent, all these other niggas though. Michael Jackson, rest in peace.
Jordan,
he almost threw his baby off a ledge, bro.
Yo, hey,
yeah. So,
what? Whoa,
Happy Women's History Month. shout out to y'all. Look how I sound. I still sound better than Dro.
Crazy.
Look how I sound, and I still sound better than Dro.
Y'all niggas need to clean up. Yo, all right. First off, ladies, right? Look to the nigga to your left, your man, and ask yourself, does he love me? Does he care about
this
me? Right? Dominique, don't do this. But other ladies do this. Is he the one? Think about yourself. Think about your worth today, because you are worth a lot, all right? And then, if your answer is no to that question, today's the day to leave that nigga. All right? Leave that nigga.
Happy Women's History Month.
He ain't worth it.
Yep, there we go. Clap it up. Happy Women's History Month. Yep. There we go.
All right. Know your worth, ladies.
And that's how you do it. That's how you introduce a month. Dro.
There we go.
It's that line about, we still don't know when you're going to that WNBA game, but I hear you. You still didn't give us a date, my nigga, but I hear you. Nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you'll go see the Sparks Libby, whatever you said. Whatever. All right.
Season has
started. Cool. Where do we want to start? There's a lot of this stuff is from last week. We don't got to get into it. Have y'all heard, and I haven't seen any podcast talk about reporting this, because they're not supposed to talk about open cases, and we're not. But the whole Brandon Miller Alabama thing.
The Netflix thing?
No. Nigga fucking killed the girl.
Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Sorry.
Whoa, hold on. Let's reel that in.
I have no idea what this is about.
Okay, I'll explain before this nigga gets somebody indicted.
Sorry.
Brandon Miller didn't kill anybody. Brandon Miller is the star player for the Alabama basketball team. Alabama is the number one team in the country right now. Allegedly, or whatever the case may be, his former teammate is right now locked up for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Miller was, they reported that he was the person that drove over and handed the young man the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Accomplice.
That's what they're saying. The reason this I even want to talk about this, because I would never speak about something like this, but he got in, and then they got in some trouble when, I think, was it two or three games ago, where he was coming out of, because he wasn't suspended any games.
Mm-hmm. Straight off. Because
the claim is he had no idea what was going on. That
scored
he
scored 42 on his first game.
Yeah,
back.
He went crazy. I'm not going to lie. Some charges are getting going crazy. But I'm talking about this because when he came out of the tunnel, they did a
celebration.
It seemed like a pat-down celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're at the end of the tunnel. And me, I'm looking at it, I'm like, they probably do this like every time.
Honestly, I thought when I
yeah, I'm like, this is like yeah, their, this is, I this see is so thing. Many, I see, and this is like, that's like a common, like, at the end of the tunnel thing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you also gotta, like, time and place.
100%.
Time and place.
You just got off of basically, you know, a gun charge it away. And now you're getting pat down by your teammate at a celebration.
I sound like an episode of Bel Air.
We're going to talk. You know, we should talk about Bel Air too. Because season two has me.
That's never mind.
That
sounds like. I'm just saying.
He do look like Will.
Honestly.
But yeah, I just want to talk about it. I'm like, I feel like this episode, the reoccurring theme here is time and place. I just want the kids now to just be more self-aware of what the fuck is going on in your life and not think you're invincible. And even if it wasn't on purpose by accident, when you're in a situation, hey, take 2 seconds and say, hey, what can go wrong? I know at an 18, 19-year-old kid.
Never think about that.
I've been the kid I shouldn't have been doing some things, but at this point, bro, I feel like there's just too much information. And like the information is not given to the kids by the right people because it's money. Mm-hmm. There's a price tag. They're dollar signs. So I don't know what's going to come of this whole situation. It seems like the cops did an investigation. They're like, yo, bro, it's not got nothing. He don't got nothing to do with it. Yeah. So
he's not going to fix anything.
I mean, if what alleged is what said happened, he shouldn't. Mm-hmm. If he had no idea, because carrying a gun at that age in Alabama is legal. So if he just said, hey, Pat, bring me my shit. Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen after. If he didn't know what's going to happen after, then, I mean, what can you do? It's wrong place, wrong time. You know, and the reality of it is we'll probably never know.
Never know.
We'll never know. So all I can say is prayers to the family that lost a daughter. Because that shit sucks. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got for this. That's all I got, man. Prayers to the family, man.
Yeah, they mad he's still playing. You can't really do nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Until everything is cleared up.
And resolved.
Yeah. I lost a child. I don't know. I probably wouldn't want him playing either. You know, but like I said, if it is just a wrong place, wrong time situation, you know, it is what it is. And the people that pull the trigger, they got to do their time.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah. The other two things on the news, this was older stuff. I don't necessarily remember much about it. K-Flock, that's y'all, man. He's from y'all side of town.
Wasn't that?
Why are you guys saying like that?
He is. I wouldn't hang out with nigga with that name.
He is. Sean Bronx.
You see me? I'm not hanging out with that nigga. What's wrong with y'all?
What happened with K-Flock?
There's a link here, so it must be important.
That was a week ago.
Something important must have happened. Because when I put links to things, it's important.
It's important.
Catch it dead.
Nah, deadass. If I put links to something, I want to talk about it. I know the nigga's in jail.
He had to make a shortcut and everything.
He's in jail.
He's been booked for a minute.
Unless they extended it.
This is wild. Yes.
I saw this.
Okay. K-Flock's co-defendant would have not got 30 years if he snitched. Well, and then when the officers came in, he said, well, guess I'll see you on 30 years. He chose to stay silent.
Wow. A family for real, for real.
Shout out to you, my nigga.
I'm snitching.
To Jordan. Shout out to him. And I always admire the young kids that take a stance. But now both of y'all going to prison forever. Because, listen, you do the crime.
I'm a civilian. I'm snitching.
Well, no one's doing crimes with you, Jordan.
That's a fact. That's why.
If you get caught up in a situation and it is, you guys get caught, y'all got to do your time. That's what I believe wholeheartedly, 110%. But my thing is, bro, how many of these stories are y'all going to see before y'all just be rich and like chill out?
Stop doing the illegal shit.
I think it'll be a while.
It's a young crowd, I guess. They think they're invincible. It's that God complex at a young age. Ignorance.
And that is, like I said, what you're saying is my theme for this episode. The ideology that you are just invincible and just void of consequences.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look. I came up in a pretty good household, I'd say.
For sure.
You know, Long Island. I don't know anything about this lifestyle, honestly. But you've seen what it does to other people. You've seen all the news on this other stuff. Illegal activity just don't seem like it's a win right now.
You know? Once you get caught, you done. Like, what is the...
Naturally, right? That's easier said. Now, my thing is always, once you got that little bit of money...
Leave. Get out.
You don't even have to have a lot. Just a little bit of money. I'm not hanging out with you niggas. I'm sorry. I'm being 100%... Like, bro, once I get a little bit of money... Nigga, I do some niggas I don't hang out with now because I'm doing okay. I'm like, my nigga, do not... Where you're going is... I'm never going there.
I don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like... It's so unfortunate, but like...
It's easy, but it's...
It's like you get to a point. I got a hit record. I got $100,000 in my pocket. Mm-hmm. $100,000, even if you're not making that consistently, that can get you an apartment.
Of course.
Somewhere just out the way. Mm-hmm. And you can figure it out to get more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the culture.
Yeah. That's the same thing with Chief.
I don't, but the thing is, no. A lot of the niggas that's on top of the culture aren't going to jail. That's what I be trying to tell niggas. Like, the niggas that are the best.
But there's a large gap between those and the people who are doing these things.
And listen, here's the thing, right? When I'm reading this, and I don't know the details of K-Flock's case, and I don't care to know. But what I'm reading and what you hear is like, usually when they come get you, well, right now.
Oh, they know they got a case if they come get
right.
You.
Right. And well, right now, specifically.
There's a video of this
situation. Oh, yeah, that yeah. The nigga did. But that's what I'm talking about. And that's why I'm always like, hey, take 2 seconds to think, is this necessary right now? Kind of goes back to the conversation we were having. Hey, this ain't the time for this. Mm-mm. Wrap it up, tie it in a bow, and take your ass home because this ain't the time.
Now you're going to see you in 30 years.
Now we're going to see you in 40, 50 years. Because, hey, you have to prove something to somebody. Because don't get me wrong. I'm never, never, never going to judge nobody because I've been in a situation where I've seen somebody got a problem. When it's going to go down, it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. You can't control it. It is what it is. But I always look back, hey, maybe you shouldn't have been there.
I mean, isn't the
goal is to not be in those places.
Thank you.
Goal is to not be there.
The goal is not to go to jail.
Tell y'all niggas right now.
So why are we putting ourselves in predicaments where we're going to have to go to jail? That's what I just don't understand.
People just don't care.
You're not going to make the money in jail, so what you doing?
I mean, I don't want to say it's people don't care. There's, like I said, it's a culture, and there's different rules and principles that certain people abide by, and that is how they end up in certain situations. They end up in certain situations because they choose to follow a certain code, and they got to, you know, they have these consequences of certain things.
This isn't even code. My thing is too.
Well, in a sense,
I mean, this
it's code.
Is code.
It's code.
The kid that's taking the 30 for his man's.
That's
I'm salute my
yeah,
my G.
Yeah, shout out to this nigga.
I'm never talking my man's again. When I'm doing my 30 years, fuck you now because now I'm wrapped up.
No, you're gonna take care of me after 30.
Yeah, you got it. No, that, nigga, that gotta be a man.
No, they're both going to prison. So nobody, everyone's down now. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, it's the people, it's the situations you're in. Unfortunately, we live in a time where once somebody got money, you feel like you can't tell them nothing. If I got a friend, worse, if Jordan come up with $1 million tomorrow. Jordan, hey.
No,
we don't go. We're not half the places you've ever gone. You don't go there no more.
Yeah.
You never step foot in those places. Don't look that way. Don't walk there. You don't even live where you live no more. You are out of there.
Yeah, there's nothing for you.
Because if Jordan is the asset, we protect the asset. That's how I was taught to grow up. Somebody's up. We take care of the asset so we can continue to grow.
Make sure the asset don't do stupid shit.
Make sure the asset don't do stupid shit. Like I said, this is going to be themed to this episode
for me. Because I know
this is going to be themed to this episode.
Three topics that this is still compatible with.
So it is going to be themed to this episode. So anybody young listening out there, please just get smart. I understand the streets. I get it. I've been off the porch. I understand it. But at this point, even right now, I feel like I have a responsibility to say something when I keep seeing shit like this happen. Even when I talk to young kids, I go like, bro, like it ain't necessary. It ain't worth it, bro. Is it that deep?
Them motherfuckers don't listen, though.
Not at all.
Bro. I mean, you only got about one time, so I'll come over there, too. Yeah. It's like, all right, my nigga, all right. Seems like you about to do something wrong. I can't do the time. Listen, my nigga, you got about one lesson out of me after that. Right sitting on this couch telling y'all shit when I'm not going to hang out with y'all no more.
Yeah.
Fuck. Y'all got one out of me. But that's it. Prayers to everybody involved. That's what I say when I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I don't give a fuck.
Jesus,
yeah, prayers to all you niggas.
Good luck in 30.
Did y'all see the Do we have any shout outs? We tried Women's Day. We're not going to do it again.
Yeah, no, no. Stop that.
Shout outs. Please stop
that. Does anybody have anything they want to celebrate?
I mean, in the last 2 weeks, there's a couple things. Well, Dame dropped 71. That's dope. That's cool. I know it's a sports segment. But I mean, that's dope.
That nigga's never going to see the playoffs. Nigga Dame dropped 71 for nothing.
That nigga
is going to be in Portland forever.
I saw the quote you said. It said, yo, if I ever win a championship, nigga, we ain't got to
worry. Nigga, we don't got to worry about that. Come on, my nigga. Who are you kidding? Yeah, chill out, bro.
Yo, if I ever win a championship, yeah, Portland, they going to hate me. Nigga, you ain't never got to worry about that. We ain't never going to talk about that.
I also thought I'd never see a black Tinkerbell, but here I am. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? My bad.
Day, bro.
No, listen. And also, too, it'd be weird, like, clown nigga that's making $300 million, but we about to do the same thing again, so it don't matter.
Oh,
we about to do it all episode.
You got to stay consistent.
But yeah. Shout out to Dame dropping 71, and I'm not rooting for y'all because I'm a Laker fan, so later. Mm-hmm. Hope you niggas don't make shit.
Shout out to, I know we already talked about it in the beginning because John started there. Hate on black men, but Creed did 100 mil on box office.
That's fire.
Yeah. This just shows that, you know, slavery movies aren't the only movies we could make money on.
There's something on. Yeah,
they're not even making money off those no more. They're just doing it for fun.
Yo, bro,
they just make Will Smith look like that for no reason.
Crazy
niggas even know that movie came out.
Wow. That for fun is crazy.
They just doing that for fun. Nobody goes to see those movies. The movie theaters be empty.
Oh,
no, they, you know, they do, they do it for class field trips. When they want to make the
teaching purposes.
Taking the social studies.
No, that's a field trip. They take you down the street to the movie theater. They get you a discount where the tickets is $100 for 20 kids.
That's your social studies class.
And that's social studies for the day.
White teacher taking you to see Emancipation is crazy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's what's going on.
Oh, God.
100%. Oh, we don't really got to like talk about it heavy, but in the last 2 weeks also, R. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein were sentenced.
Yes, they were.
Oh, really? I feel like they've been sentenced 8 times. Yeah.
Well, R. Kelly was sentenced, like, I think it was at first, I think, 25 years, and then he got sentenced an additional, like, 30.
Yeah.
Within the last
and then he got
years.
Off one of those, and then he got another sentencing.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, bro. So he's under jail, and Harvey Weinstein got sentenced, I think, to, like, 30 or something.
That's crazy.
Man, listen, man.
On top of, like, a 60 he had already, or 20 he had already. I don't know. Fuck both of them.
Yeah, but at this point, fuck both of them.
That's a good shout-out. Shout-out to them getting locked up.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, man. It's a lot. Put them under the jail.
Yeah, put that nigga under the jail.
At this point, I don't.
Yep.
Whatever. Okay. Anything else we got to shout out?
Spin the block.
I'm going to keep shouting Bronny out because I love this shit. Shout out to Bronny being now a top 10 recruit in his class and officially being a 5-star prospect.
That's fire.
Shout out to nepotism.
We spoke about this.
It sounds like hate.
We spoke about this like 2 weeks ago, right?
We did. No, but that last week.
Last week he was a hater.
They said he was going to be a top 10 pick in NBA draft.
Yeah.
Now he's officially a 5-star prospect, which makes him a
I told you why.
Oh, of course.
But Bron going where he going.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason.
I think
business-wise, that still may not happen. But what I'm saying is shout out to LeBron making sure his son is recognized properly.
Of course.
Because the white people do it all the time.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, that.
And I saw a house party for the first time 2 years ago. I don't know if y'all thought about that.
What the fuck did you?
Which one?
Are you bored?
The new house party.
You're saying new? Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Though. Did y'all watch it?
No.
Yes,
I
saw
know
it.
There was a new
I
house
saw the bootleg. Yeah,
what's wrong with
it's on
you?
HBO
too.
Max.
I saw.
Oh, damn.
I wasn't using my scripture for that. I saw it on 1-2-3 movies.
What?
That's crazy.
Hell.
I thought it was trash like that.
I didn't think
it was the greatest, obviously. I didn't think that shit was garbage.
Not even when he had to play one-on-one with LeBron James.
Oh, not.
To see if he was going to get locked up.
He was getting cooked. That was going to happen. That was inevitable.
What the hell?
I mean, I just don't think it was horrible. I had like, there was a fair share on the last one.
LeBron James is good at a lot of things, but making films is not it.
Not it.
What I learned from watching that movie is... If LeBron won't be in a movie, Warner Bros. Is going to make sure he's in a movie.
That's why he's in L.A. I wish he was in there for championships. I wish he was. I wish, as a Laker fan, I wish he was there to win championships.
Because when that movie started and I saw Warner Bros. In the front, I was like, oh, they did Space Jam 2. I'm like, oh, yo, LeBron could just be in a movie if he wants.
Throwing him in there like, go do you, LeBron. Yeah.
Throwing a party in LeBron crib is crazy. I thought it was like,
that's the whole premise?
Well, yeah.
Am I spoiling anything?
The premise, well, I don't get it, man. The
no one's going to see that movie. Spoiler.
Yeah. The premise is two dudes who are like at a cleaning service and they got fired and they need to make some money because one of them got a daughter.
So they
and they're cleaning LeBron's house as they got fired and they realize it. They're like, yo, let's throw a fucking party here tonight. And then they like have access to LeBron's contacts and shit. It's cool.
So B&E, nice, cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Tell you something.
Y'all niggas just sat there and watched that shit?
Who's
I was smacked.
Yeah, I heard I was fried. Second, it was I seen one through. I was like, oh yeah, shit. They had the that's how you know the movie's trash. They had the HD version immediately on Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They even went. That shit was immediately.
You didn't watch it, Jordan?
No.
No.
I mean,
listen, I don't think it was the worst movie.
Okay.
I had my fair share amount of laughs.
It was like third worst to me in my life. Yo, first of all, I'm never hiring those two niggas to clean my house. Like that's one.
Sound like it's on the Zeus network.
Nah,
that shit with the numbers on.
They keep telling me that girl pregnant. They're not gonna fool. Stop. A lot of people trying to fool me. They're gonna keep telling me that girl pregnant until they are not telling me none of them nasty ass songs they keep putting out.
Well, shout out Kai. Kai hit a
yes. Kai. That is exactly what I want to shout out. Yeah. Shout out to Kai. That. This last month and change, I've become really familiar with him.
Kai oh yeah, him. Me too. Maybe because they've been, bro. I don't know who his marketing team is, but ever since he hit 80,000 subs over there, I just knew who he was.
Bro, it's really like just like, him. It's him it's and really, like everyone in that house. Just,
yeah, he is fucking
him and the bros, bro. That's
hilarious. And shout out to him for hitting 300,000 subscribers on Twitch, and is the most of all time. He's leader.
Yeah, he's number one.
And when he first started, they were like saying he was a money laundering. He was just money laundering him. That was that's crazy.
You know where he's from too, right?
He's from the Bronx. I know, guys.
Bronx.
Why he don't act like the rest of y'all?
Nigga, he moved out of New York.
See?
He moved mad early.
See?
He got out of there quick. He knew there was no success right there.
Niggas keep telling now how great it is, and now I keep leaving.
Just, do you know y'all know his actual like story though? Like it's not his full story, but like somewhat of like
a little
his,
bit of it.
He like he was from New York, and then he went to Atlanta, and then his man's because where he records that and streams that is like a house, and like it's like a content house, and his main man's who is Duke? Is it? Duke.
He's older.
So told him like, yo, drop out of college and come like stream and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And move out here. And he ended up doing that. And that's crazy. Like, you know,
lucky that shit worked out. Honestly, me and Duke would have had a fight.
Niggas, that is the 1% success story.
Yeah, y'all know that.
You are not gonna find that success.
And if that's a grind.
1% success.
If you listen, if you believe in yourself, get the fuck out of there. Do it. But if you're just a nigga that think it's gonna be a quick fix,
it's just gonna pop like that.
Don't.
Nah.
But shout out to Kai, man. Him being the leading Twitch. Most subscribed Twitch user is fire. Twitch, please pay that man. Pay him what he wants. I've watched everything he's done this month. He's had this whole month. He's had a Twitch-a-thon.
Whole mansion, and every day was something new.
Let me explain to y'all how crazy this is. He rented out a mansion for 30 days
and streamed.
Streamed for 24 hours. That means even when he was sleeping,
camera crew,
brushing his teeth,
everything.
And he had all types of celebrities in there. He literally did he pretty much did a live podcast every single day for 30 days.
Yeah.
And he had DDG there. He had Mario pull up. He had
Hold on, Falls.
He had a bunch of streamers. Falls.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. No, you know Hold on, Falls.
I don't. It's a season.
Hold on, Falls.
It's my favorite
shit
season.
Shit be falling. On her face.
He had a whole bunch of people there. Of all types.
He just had Herb there this week, right?
I think that was
Herb was there when he hit 300.
Bro, that was the funniest set of hour of my life.
That whole month was insane.
But shout out to Kai, man. Yeah, man. And like he is very entertaining. He deserves every dollar he gets.
Yeah, he's doing it.
What else we got?
I mean,
I got one. John Jones. That fight was crazy. I don't know if anyone is into the whole MMA UFC shit.
Tell us about it. I mean, I know that nigga be strong and does
homie
cocaine.
He came back after 3 years to fight. And
where was he at? Rehab?
He was just away.
He went up in weight, right?
Yes.
So he gained weight for the heavyweight championship fight.
And he knocked me out under 2 minutes.
No, he said he submitted him, though. He submitted him in the first round.
And that shit was amazing.
And the first, 2 minutes he submitted him, right?
Shot.
Yes, but that shit was insane. Just seeing
John Jones is the same one that broke his shin, right? Like that shit broke in half when he kicked somebody. That's him.
Yep,
that's tough.
And I mean, I only.
When he kicked somebody.
Yeah, he kicked somebody.
Oh yeah, and his shit broke.
And his shit was snapped.
I remember that video.
Yes,
that was sick.
I need a heavyweight champion.
Shout out because motherfuckers made money off that shit. So
100%. See, that's why you want to shout out. You think you're parlayed. Shout out to you.
But other than that, shit.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to that nigga. I made money.
Hell yeah, bro. What the fuck? Shit.
Thanks, bro.
Yes. What else? I'm trying to think.
We can get into. We got a bunch of shit.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit.
We can get into. If y'all got anything else to shout out, and it's crazy, I ain't shouting out one woman, but that's fine.
You didn't either.
I've said Happy Women's History Month.
I said it, and y'all shunned me on it, so fuck
because
that.
You whispered it. Like, you say it, it's, I don't know what's going on. We didn't see a jersey.
It didn't feel like
a player card.
Like a player card.
A WNBA, my
player,
nothing.
Did you go to the
game
already?
The season hasn't started.
The season hasn't started.
And you don't know when to start, anyway.
It was
Y'all see? Did y'all see Mano choke that little boy?
Yeah.
Allegedly. Actually, it's on camera. I don't have to.
Mano,
you see him choke that little boy?
Wait, that's when he trusts his chain or some shit?
Yeah. And he said, you think I'll beat your ass?
Yeah.
This is why I say, hey, kids, is it worth it?
No fucking way.
Is it worth it?
Is your first time seeing
it? No.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Keep going.
Is it worth it?
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean,
low key for the kid. The kid probably got what he wanted.
I mean, he got a little bit of cut off of that. I might sue a little bit off of it, get a little bit of moolah.
No, you don't sue me, no.
I'm
gonna tell you something.
First of all, you losing that.
I'm suing.
No, not even if you win, it's worse.
Yeah, you're gonna come in.
If you win, it's worse. I'm telling you right now.
You can't.
If y'all know what that means, you don't sue me, no.
You can't be in that city no more.
Yeah, you got to move now.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean.
So move.
That's what people do. I feel like that falls in line with when they say bad news is bad publicity is good publicity or some shit.
Yeah,
like
all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, nah. That's what people do for attention. They be thirsting the fitness for that.
We have to explain what happened. So Mano, rapper, he was at a concert, it seemed like he let a kid interview him. He warns the kid. He gives him a quick one. Yo.
He touched his shoulder.
I said, oh, this nigga. And the kid keeps going with the joke. I forgot what he said first. And the second one, he goes, the first instance was, what if I snatch your chain? Yeah. And he grabbed the shoulder like, yo, chill out. And he said, what if I beat you? Before he finished the sentence, that man was on a one-way ticket to, I should have never said that again. And when you play with niggas that, people.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I know who you're talking to.
It's not even that, too. You don't understand, too.
Their motives.
When you mention the chain, Mano's mother is on that chain who recently passed away. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't know what you're doing. You're just a kid wanting to
do some shit.
To get some attention because you think it's going to get you.
You're
going
to go viral.
Yeah.
And he went viral, but I doubt that put some money in your pocket. It don't seem like it. I ain't hear from him since.
I mean, just the action of trying to take someone's chain. I mean,
but don't say it.
It's just a bad action. Like, you don't try to do that shit, bro.
The kid had no. I think the kid thought it was funny. General, like, oh yeah, no, you don't touch me. You don't say nothing like that to me. So, I said this is gonna be a reoccurring theme all this episode. Is it worth it? Is all this shit worth the whatever you're getting out of it? Except the whole, when we get to MJ's son, yeah, it's worth it.
100%.
Niggas can't do that shit. That's worth it. Yeah, nigga, yeah. Whatever your problem you're going to have after, that's worth
that's
it.
That's worth it. God. Bro, I'll take that, Scotty. That Scotty heat, bro.
Yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's stop beating around the bush, guys. You kind of look like the nigga, too, now. You look like John Moran a little bit. You look like nigga a little bit. I thought that you did that on purpose.
Honestly, that's exactly what my hair child said when I went.
Oh my God.
God.
He was like, yo.
She's like, I saw your hair because it was like this before. It was down. It wasn't braided yet. She's
like,
you
felt inspired.
She's like, wow. You look like that guy who's in trouble.
Trouble's an understatement.
No,
bro.
Amen.
Nah, right. He can get out of it easy.
How many games?
Yeah, it really is.
Nah, it's already. He only got two.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fucking the story up. So. Let's reel it all the way back because we missed the week, so we couldn't talk about everything that happened before this.
How far you want to reel it back? Because Ja has been on a streak. That motherfucker's going on, yeah. Bro.
That nigga's having a blast.
Honestly, it all started when he said, we ain't got no problem with the West.
Yeah, but you got a problem in the courtroom. Yeah. So let's figure that out.
Yes.
Ja Morant, superstar basketball player. This story starts, I think it was like... Well, the stuff started coming out beginning of the middle of February. First story, Ja Morant's playing pickup basketball with the kid at his house. Kid's 16, 17 years old. Ja punches the kid in the face. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I had no problem with that. Not gonna lie, I'm not gonna lie to y'all.
That story sounds crazy, though.
It sounds crazy, bro, but when I sat down, think about it. If a 16, 17-year-old kid is big enough and he says something wrong to me.
Yeah, he says the kid did.
He's gonna mink him?
Yeah, the kid.
I might not punish, but I might tell you not to do it again. But then, rest of the story goes, kid said he went to his house, uh-huh. Allegedly brought out a gun. Allegedly. All this alleged. Cool, we don't know shit.
Gotcha.
He went and showed him a piece. Don't know who Josh trying to scare here, but you already hurt the kid. It didn't seem like he hit you back. No need for that. Mm-hmm. Cool. Next story happens. Josh's mom is in finished on a Foot Locker. Problem number one there. Mom, why are you going to Foot Locker or Finish Line? We are rich. We can get any sneaker you want. You don't have to go anywhere.
Straight to the door.
Why are you going there? But cool. You niggas want to be normal? That's fine. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not acting normal when I got that type of money. Mm-hmm. Nothing regular niggas do, I'm doing. There's certain things I don't do right now. Cool.
If you think I'm going to have my own Nike shoe,
and I'm
going to still have to walk into a Foot Locker?
Unbelievable.
You are out of here. They bring in Foot Locker to my house. A Foot Locker store will not ever see me unless I need to go there.
Nigga, I'm a gritty, seat. Whatever he be doing with the dance, the giddy, all over the place.
I want a depressed employee. The what?
The gritty. I'm not
the giddy.
I'm not 21. I don't know what the dance is.
I don't know what this nigga said.
The gritty.
He said the giddy.
Whatever it's called. I don't know.
I want a depressed Foot Locker employee to show up to the front of my house with a box of them shoes. With the referee shirt on every day.
Yeah. I would just want it to.
If I have my own Nike shoes,
no, that's the only reason why.
CEO of Nike himself will bring me my shoes.
That nigga's rich. I'm not that rich, nigga. Relax. Fuck you. How rich you? That's also, we're going to get to that, too, because I think these guys think they have more money than they do. But also, back to the story. So, mom goes to Finish Line Foot Locker with one of them stores. Mm-hmm. She gets into it with an employee. She calls Ja.
You know who my son is?
Problem number two. Now. That's why, listen,
on
I don't know anybody.
Women's Month, too.
I don't know much about Ja Morant's family. I just see his dad everywhere. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's okay to be like, Mom, why are you calling me? Why are you calling me? Hey, listen, get out of there.
You can't say that, though.
Are you? When I'm worth $200 million, it's the fuck I can?
Yeah, okay.
Have you lost your mind? We are worth. Yeah, sometimes you'll tell your parent, I'm the asset.
That kind of supersedes the whole, like, not to disrespect your mom, but it's like, Mom, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all right now. If I'm worth $200 million, Mom, why don't you get out of there? How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, get out of there. That whole mom, no, get out of there.
Yeah, like a driver or someone.
No, get out of there. I'll send somebody to come get you. Yeah, or I'm going to send somebody to take care of this. Why are you calling me? Yeah, okay. I'm worth $500 million. No, I'm not coming. Did somebody touch you? No. Okay, cool. Get out of there.
I can't disagree with that.
Because
mom dudes is kind of
in reality, I'm paying for the shoe anyway. Yeah. So now look. So
why
get out of there.
You gotta pay for a shoe. Cool Nike.
Why wearing other nigga shoes anyway? But anyway, that's my second beef with my mom.
There is no reason besides the fact that you're bored that you even have to step into a store or a mall.
You know
anything.
How far they probably have to go to a Foot Locker,
bro,
from wherever they probably are like living in
Memphis,
whatever. Yeah, like wherever like their house is.
I don't give a fuck. Amazon, Nike,
yeah, whatever.
Call my rep.
Yeah, send a Nike exec to the crib with a truck full of sneakers that I want. That's how this works.
Bro. So I'm telling my mom, what are you doing in there? Get out of there. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll talk about this later. Make sure you get out of there. You safe? Cool. No problem. I'm sure the Finish Line employee wasn't running around here wilding, but whatever. Job pulls up with 10 niggas. Okay. Allegedly. All this alleged. Okay. I'm just reading what they said.
Okay.
Pulls up with 10 niggas.
The other orders.
Why?
All right. I guess, hey, these words exchange. Allegedly, they say Jai had a piece on him. That's what they're saying. Gotcha. No idea. And also, like I said, I don't believe everything I read. In my mind, until I saw this next thing, I'm like, there's no, I don't even believe that. I'm like, I think in my mind, they're railroading him. I'm like, okay, now this nigga really is the Equalizer. He just run around with hammers everywhere. now he's Bruce Wayne. He's 300 million up, and he's just running around with the gun everywhere.
Everywhere.
So the first story, I didn't believe either when it came to the gun part. I'm like, yo, that kid lying. He wants some money. Second story, I'm like, yo, I'm thinking too. This nigga lying. They just want some money. Mm-hmm. They said Ja pulled up with the gun and told him, hey, I'm gonna see, and we're gonna find out what time you get off. Mind you, these first two stories, I don't believe.
This nigga didn't even have to be there. Like, he could have sent the niggas. It could have been nine of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But I could have just sent the niggas.
Just go. Yo, go get my mom.
Go get my mom. She out. Why she in finish line anyway?
Don't
what
touch them, but just scare them.
Yeah, exactly.
Why niggas can't be kingpins?
Like, I can do that. Like, niggas don't understand. Like, you have too much money to not be able to do that. Cool. And then the third story comes out about him allegedly pointing. There was a laser beam pointed at the Pacers team bus.
Yeah, the team bus.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now I'm starting to think this nigga's a murderer. Now I'm like, all right.
This nigga's dangerous.
That's a different type of gun, my nigga. Hold on.
This guy got a laser pointer.
I'm like, whoa, hold on.
No.
So now I'm thinking, okay, this nigga's the Red Hood. What the fuck is going on?
This nigga's dangerous.
I'm like, whoa.
This nigga's Deadpool, Deadeye.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
Deadshot.
Once I heard lasers, team, and they're like, yo, we're sure it's a weapon. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, somebody investigate. Please.
Nah, once you get the NBA team involved, bro.
I'm like, whoa, this nigga don't give a fuck. Different.
Now I'm like, oh, this is dangerous. Once you got other NBA players involved,
hey, you're fucking up with the money.
Now you're fucking up with the money. Now David Stern gotta wake up.
Adam Silver, rest in peace, David Stern. You gotta turn on.
That's why I said wake up.
Wake up. Wake up is even worse.
That's even worse, Loki.
Wake up is even worse. Rest in peace.
Now, Loki, I'm not going to front. David Stern wouldn't have none of this shit.
None of this shit, bro.
He'd have had that. Ja would have been out of the league by now. Yo, I don't care how many points he scored.
First fucking incident, anything, David Stern would have had that nigga in his office.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you something. You got about one more chance.
Adam Silver too nice, bro.
No, Adam Silver worried about the wrong shit.
Yeah.
He worried about who about VR.
No, that nigga's worried about Ime Udoka cheating, and y'all niggas, look at this killer. Look, this monster on the streets. Look what this nigga's doing. You worry about nigga cheating.
Oh, my God.
Focus.
Nigga about to get the Disney back, though, but that's another story.
Oh hey, yeah. Now, the pace thing, I'm starting to be like, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. What's happening here?
And they ran with that story.
But listen, they used to be baseball's three strikes out. I still was like, no, fuck it.
That one went away quickly, though.
That's why I didn't believe it.
That one went away quickly.
Talk to the mic, George.
Like, you heard.
Talk to the mic.
Sorry. Yes. You literally heard that for like 3 days, not even, maybe two.
It was over.
And it was like, you know, I haven't heard shit about that. Like, was it just a laser pointer pen or was it actually a gun with a laser? Like, what was it? Like,
you know what?
You don't hear shit about that.
Ja seemed like, at first I'm like, you know what? He seemed a little smart. He seemed like he doing this shit and it's untraceable. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what?
This nigga's a smart criminal.
No, but at this point, I'm like, oh, bro, this nigga's a little different. All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's like that. I don't know. And then, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
The video?
The biggest video, yeah.
This is we're at current day now.
Broad day.
I see this nigga bird chest and his strong ass calves in a strip club. With the water gun.
I swore it was a water gun at first.
With
too.
The water gun waving by his
holding
head.
Holding it like this. Off with two fingers.
I'm gonna preface this. I find all of this funny because he's rich and he's gonna be all right.
Yes.
Find all this hilarious. So I'm gonna tell a bunch of jokes first, and then we could serious this thing out. But I watched this nigga with his water gun, the size of his earrings, smacking himself in the head with it. While the strippers are dancing with each other and his man's on his back while he's shirtless.
Yes.
With a ski mask on. I don't know what temperature it is in there because now I'm confused.
I'm like, y'all got bad. Dude, y'all worried about the wrong. Yeah, niggas be worried about the wrong shit sometimes.
Y'all start. I feel like I'm going to talk about
it. What, the seriousness?
It was a travesty.
However y'all want to take this.
I'm going to just say, God bless the wrong niggas.
That's bro. You are worth so much money. There is no reason you should be on Instagram Live anywhere near a gun.
You trying to be the best shooter in the league for real?
Yes.
The realest.
Anywhere near a gun. There's no reason. You, like we've been talking about all day, you are the asset. Niggas need to learn from the mafia, right? Mafia boys don't ever touch shit.
Of course.
Right?
Well, they all end up dead, but that's fine.
Well, okay. Yeah. Come on, bro. Just... I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm with you.
That nigga don't touch shit. He sent all his people out to do shit. Everybody else got a gun. He ain't got a gun on him, nowhere near him. He's clean. These niggas don't know shit. Everybody just want to hold guns. Everybody want to be a part of the action. you are worth so much money. You take care of so many people. So many people depend on you. Mm-hmm. God forbid you lose this all some dumb shit like showing a gun on Instagram Live.
It's over.
Oh, God. Just like Joe said, they niggas. God bless the wrong niggas.
God bless the wrong niggas. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Like,
dummies.
He's a great athlete.
Dummies.
But his dumb ass shooter.
Allegedly. Dummies. Then you're going to blame it on drugs. I mean, like, alcohol and drugs.
Yo, that statement. Oh, my God.
I hated that. Now he got to go to rehab and, you know, get rehabilitated. He's going to miss a couple of games, whatever,
Ooh, tomato. Nah,
come on, bro.
Bullet.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
The bullet.
Bullet is crazy.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
That's unbelievable.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe it.
It's just like, I don't know where to start, man.
And you know what kills me more? The way the media actually, like, takes that one incident and really just makes other stories. The branches of stories that come off of this.
Yeah, let's stay there. Because before we go and continue to attack him, because we're going to, because I got time.
100%.
We got time. I want to attack all the other people that don't know shit first.
Oh, yeah. It's so cringe just watching Skip Bayless. Is he a Crip?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fucking...
Just Skip Bayless, shut the fuck up.
That is so... Scott, that was terrible
to
watch.
Up.
First of all, that's snitching.
That was terrible.
One.
That was terrible to watch, bro.
And two, Skip, please, and I implore all white analysts to please stay out of African American history and African American business if you are not knowledgeable about anything or any of it. Please.
It just sounds terrible.
You sound moronic, you sound racist, and you're implying that Ja is part of something that he is not. And that can bring additional attention and harm to a situation that is not resolved if you don't know anything about...
On national TV, in front of thousands and thousands of people, you're saying this stupid shit.
This is an open investigation. You are now alleging that he is part of something that Ja Morant is not. So please, Skip, and the rest of... especially white commentators.
Yes, that's...
Please.
They know nothing about this.
You know
situation.
Nothing about any of that or any of what that... Please.
Nah, he was talking crazy.
So...
100%. It was sick, bro. It was really sick to watch. It was really sick.
And honestly, like that, bro.
I thought the media, outside of Skip and Shannon, were relatively soft on Ja.
Yeah, because honestly, a lot of the other media, like the ones who are knowledgeable, are prior, like, basketball players. Right, who've been in the NBA, mm-hmm. Let's say Steven Jackson, who's been around that shit, right?
He need not say shit.
Yeah, Gilbert Arenas, who's had guns in the locker room.
That nigga Gilbert, that shit, listen, man. Gilbert was the man when he got caught with the gun.
Bro, man, bro.
He was the man.
The fucking man. Shout out to Gilbert, but whatever. These niggas, they've been around that, you know, whether they've gotten trouble for it or whether... Or not, you know, they've hidden it in a way, you know, they've come from there, you know, some we know about, some we don't know about. So I applaud how other media have taken this, you know, taken the step and talked about him. And I feel like they're actually trying to help him guide him through it because this nigga don't know what he's doing. I don't think John know how to handle the shit at all.
He has absolutely nobody. He has nobody older in his corner.
Oh, yeah. No.
And there's so many aspects of what I've been hearing that I really took into account. So, like, Stephen A. Smith said, hey, I don't know what's going on, but Ja is 23, 24 years old. Ja Morant's dad has to be his dad.
Mm-hmm. Not a friend.
Not his homie. Not the rich father that's just trying to be his friend because my son is up now.
Yeah, but you know what it is? You know, remember when Ja was coming up? It was in college, right? Or literally first year. He's like, yo, my dad's my biggest hitter or some shit.
Yeah.
I just feel like that father-son relationship, I don't know nothing about it, honestly, but from what I see and what I can speculate, that father-son relationship isn't really, you know, he respects his dad in a way. It's just, yo, that's my homie for real.
It can't be like that.
Yeah, I fuck with him super heavy, you know? It's not like, oh, that's my dad, you know, he's taught me a lot, this and that, the third, you know, he's taught me morals and values and all that other shit. That's not what I see personally. I just see it more as a, yo, that's my nigga.
And I think we fail to realize we get to a certain age and stature where sometimes you gotta check your parents and be like, yo, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can't get to that point, that means they're not in control of you either. So no one's checking anybody here.
Mm-hmm.
So
And no one's been here before.
That's true.
Is brand new for every single person, I think, in that circle, where they've never seen this type of, you know, this type of money. They've never seen this type of fame. No one's the rock of the situation to ground everybody else, you know? Tell niggas, yo, you're doing something stupid right now, right? They don't have that mentorship, I feel like. Even he can, like, reach out with someone. I know, like, before they were saying, like, before that whole, you know, the gun shit on live, Steven Adams and the whole team.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga was saying, yo, off-court behavior needs to be like this and this and this, and then the nigga goes and does this.
I think that's honestly, that's like classic young nigga shit.
Yo.
Somebody older tells you not to do something, so you're like, fuck, I'm gonna go do it.
And you just do it.
And you just do it. Because, like, you're just not trying to hear nothing.
Oh, my God. He just needs that person in his corner that's going to mentor him, you know, who's been there before, who's seen everything. Yeah, he needs an
OG.
He needs
all her.
And he does not have this right now. He really doesn't.
Shaq said something interesting. Shaq said, listen, as much as we don't want to see his career end or anything like that because we're supporting him, there were 18 steps to him getting to that point.
Mm-hmm. And no one.
He said, Shaq said, took the time. He had to go into the strip club. Cool. Shaq was cool. He had to take his shirt off. Cool. Who cares? You can have it. You have a gun. Cool. You had to go on Instagram, open the app,
and then take
press the live,
out.
Wait for live to start.
And then take the gun out.
And then he said the steps, like, there were so many.
And someone could have stopped it.
Instances of intervention. You know, but he was like, you know, at that, some point, did you not think, hey, this is not a good idea?
Yeah. Honestly, if you had a smart person there, there is no Instagram Live in that strip club.
If I had a smart person there, no one would have known I was there.
Exactly. There is no reason that phone should even been on and open, and you on live in front of your millions of Instagram followers. Doesn't make. Oh God.
The strippers were surprised. I was like, oh shit, he wilding. Yeah. They look back and was like, ass naked. Oh shit.
It don't make
That's
sense.
That's Ja wilding.
It don't make sense.
Seeing crazy shit like that, but not from a fucking.
And I was off the. Where were they? Where were they?
Denver.
Yeah, they're on the road. Yeah, you wilding in a Denver strip club, bro?
My nigga, what?
On high altitude?
You know how hard it is to get caught doing something wrong in Denver,
bro?
What?
At high altitude? I haven't heard of any type of thing coming out of Denver in ever. Like, what's the last big scandal in Denver,
bro? It's Denver. Listen, I don't know. I just feel like it's a lack of guidance.
100%.
It's I think I'm too big for this shit. And the worst part about it is Ja didn't get the max yet. Next year he was eligible for it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, bro,
it's definitely
if I'm not wishing this on him, because I do really, really wish that he gets fastest, because everybody makes a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nobody's void of a mistake. I'm never gonna, you know what I mean? We've all been young and all been doing something stupid. And it takes for you to get into this position for you to see it. It took him 4 times, but, you know. And it seems like the NBA has been protecting him.
Oh, they did. Because
he's like a
new era.
Boy. He's like the poster boy for the younger.
He's one of the faces for the new era.
I'm going to tell you right now. Luka about to be on the next 16 2Ks. This guy.
Yeah, bro.
But I see Luka, Jokic. Jason Tatum by Rachel Hass. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to see Jason Tatum's son on the cover. We're not about to see a nigga on 2K forever.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all see why Joel Embiid won't get an MVP. Y'all, it's your fault.
Yeah, honestly.
They're going to keep pushing these white guys in our face.
That's a fact.
And JJ, they're going to keep putting JJ Redick on for his sake. But
yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
at the end of the day, you know, I hope that he does live and learn from this.
Of course.
I do, you know, you don't wish the worst on anybody. No, always wish the best on everybody.
I really hope he gets
He pulls through. You know, he continues his NBA career. He continues being the face of the NBA. I know he has, like, what, they're kicking him out for, what, 2 games right now?
Well,
and then it was the 50-game suspension possible.
Just a possibility.
Yeah, right, but I think they just rescinded that really a couple hours ago.
No, I think that the police investigation is concluded because they can't prove anything.
Yeah, they can't prove. You can't. Thank God they can't prove.
Yeah, you know, thank God. I was going to say, like, right now, just nobody say anything and you can't prove anything.
Exactly.
Just There's everybody no shut the fuck up.
That gun was on. When I heard
you can't
that
prove
story,
that gun anywhere.
Yeah. You it could have came from the nigga in Denver.
Yeah, you could literally say, oh, somebody in Denver had that shit. I had nothing to do with me.
That's it.
So I hope that nobody can prove anything. He's definitely going to be suspended for more than 2 games.
Yeah.
And I do hope that they cannot prove that it was on a plane, because if it was, it's 50.
Yeah.
But I don't. As long as everybody shuts the fuck up.
As long as everybody's smart.
Everybody shuts up. Right. Say, I don't know where I found it on the floor. Like, you can't prove anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I prayers, man.
Jesus.
Prayers, bro. I don't know.
But,
That's as I'm protect reading these
asset.
Things.
Protect your assets.
Protect the asset. And the theme of all this shit is, bro, like, honestly,
is
like.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth this trouble, bro?
And that ain't worth it. There's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money.
You are eligible for a $230 million contract next year. None of this shit is worth it.
None of them is worth it.
Yeah,
honestly, Memphis still going to give it to him. And honestly, being in Memphis, he has no mentors because all these niggas are young over there and dumb. So there is no locker room presence besides Steve Adams.
There is nobody over 28 on that team.
Yeah.
I always thought Steve Adams was old, but he's not. But he's not.
He's just been in the NBA forever. He doesn't have a mentor on that team, really, I feel like. I mean, you're not going to listen. Coaching staff is there, but still, you know, not going to do it. He's in Memphis. You know, we all know how Memphis is. So it's just circumstances.
And I want also any young kid and all the NBA player. I mean, yeah, all the young kids. All that I had a tough upbringing shit. When it happens, they don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Mm-hmm. No one in the NBA gives a no one in the disciplinary committee or whatever's going on with Ja right now gives a fuck what Ja been through. Mm. It's a debate of, oh, well, he's from this environment. Nobody gives a fuck when you're here.
Nope.
When you've made it now, all that I can do this because I've seen or been through this. No one wants to hear that shit.
You are multi-millionaire.
You are a business now.
Yeah, this is a
you're wake up.
What Miller said that he walked into David Stern's office. You know.
Oh yeah.
And David Stern said, "You are fucking with a corporation right now. Yeah. I know where you shit. I know where you sleep.
Yeah,
I know
all
when
that
you close
shit.
Your eyes. I know all this shit." And Miller, that bro.
Yeah, that's what that calls.
When that you have bad. To, when you get to a certain level in life, or when you are at certain. Jobs, yeah. Positions. I'm talking about regular jobs. There's certain shit I come here, I can't say. Mm-hmm. Like when you are certain, like you cannot do or say a certain thing.
You are fucking with
you are fucking with billions of dollars. It don't work. It's not normal no more. Your normal is not normal no more. Mm-hmm. So you thinking that I'm gonna just be young, rich, and bug out? Good brother, no, you're not.
Yeah, shit's bigger than you.
And I want anybody young, yo, bro. When you hit the point that you want to hit, all that. Oh, well, you know, I've experienced. No one gives a fuck. No one cares. You fucking with big dogs now. No one wants to hear
honestly,
that boohoo story.
LeBron is so successful because of how he has tied his past into his future. You know, where bringing other kids up, building schools in Akron, all that other shit. Like, he's taking that shit above and beyond. He's the media. He is the pinnacle of what you should really be striving for in that situation. Honestly.
Nigga, they try to get Michael Jordan out of here.
Yeah,
I don't know who the fuck Ja Morant thinks he is. They tried to get rid of Mike at some point when they was like, yo, how are you gambling, my nigga? Chill out.
That's it, bro.
Chill out.
Anybody's expendable. Do your shit.
Yeah.
Make your money. Help out who you can. And, you know, fight the system a little bit. But Jesus fucking Christ.
No one's saying don't have a good time. No one's saying don't do your dirt. But you got enough money to make sure nobody sees it. Mm-hmm. All that the what he's doing is like that's people with no money don't do that.
Yeah,
broke people don't do that.
Yeah, you ever think we're gonna get a scandal in LeBron?
No,
LeBron does something wrong in his career, bro.
LeBron's like the president.
This nigga did something wrong in his career, bro.
That shit getting cleaned up in a minute.
This nigga cheated on Savannah a couple times.
Jordan,
men ain't shit.
Whoa, wait,
it's Women's Day. It's Women's Day. I'm empowering her.
We are not LeBron. That's
nah, hey, you know, one white girl said that, and no one ever did.
Exactly.
And everybody's like,
everybody just blew it away.
Everybody was like, shut up.
Bro.
Girl went on her podcast and was like, yeah, you know, I know LeBron. I've been nobody paid any money. Everybody just acted like it didn't happen.
Eventually.
As they should have.
Something's got to come.
Shout out to LeBron.
Yeah.
Shout out to LeBron.
I'm empowering black women, so.
She was white, so watch your mouth.
I'm empowering black women, so Savannah, if you ever find out, just say something, all right? Blink twice.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man. Whoa there. Anything else on Josh Shooter here?
Josh.
Ja Wick.
Hope we see him back on the court soon. That's all.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all speak for yourselves. I'm a Laker fan.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if he plays right now.
I'll see you next year,
nigga. I don't give a fuck if he plays. Y'all niggas say what y'all want. I don't give a shit. Hey, call Memphis. Call it a year for Memphis. I don't care.
Desmond Bane, give it up for him.
Memphis have to play?
Dylan Brooks, yo. Let's do Dylan Brooks, yo.
I don't give a fuck. Man. I'm going to tell you right now. If he don't play again this year, I don't give a shit.
Like in general? Hmm? The West?
Right, yeah, right now. Yeah, in the West.
Hey, they did not say it was an unpaid suspension. I don't give a fuck. If he getting paid, hey, I don't need to see him on the court this year anymore. Yep. And I don't see the NBA, honestly.
Yeah, 16 games left, right?
There's 16 games. I don't see him playing the rest of the season.
He'd be all right. Take a breather.
I don't think he'll play the rest of the regular season. I really don't.
Missing players are showing
that man need to get invested in like a VR system or something like that. If you want to
be a shooter, said, play more Call of Duty.
Bro, he could have just...
No, he should play less Call of Duty. That's
he could have just invited the girls to wherever you're staying at.
Niggas don't think, John. Niggas don't think.
Okay, like, right. It's just so much you could have done.
Ignorance.
But like I said, hey, man, if he don't play again, all right. Okay. I mean, if he don't play again this year, all right. I don't want to see him lose career, but 16 games left, bro. Take a little vacation.
Yeah.
Y'all wasn't going to win championship anyway. Let's be serious. Y'all haven't looked good in a while. Go relax. Go take go on a little retreat. Get low. Get your mind right.
Get to a beach on the island somewhere.
As full of shit as that statement was, I do think that maybe he do need to get his mind right.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's two things can be true. That statement was full of shit. Mm-hmm. His, you know...
Oh, that was just a media train statement. Yeah, someone wrote that for him.
I think, you know, I need to work on my stressors. Yeah, my nigga, we all drink and do drugs. All right. Cool,
yeah,
bro.
We're drinking
and
do drugs.
We all drink and do drugs, bro. I hear you.
That's why I'm drinking the Casamigos on the plane.
That was crazy.
Drinking that shit like water. Like water. Water.
Well, also, when I was 22, 23, maybe. No, I couldn't deny either.
Nah. But,
no,
that was like really water.
Yeah, he was wild. But he may just need to get low and relax. And a 23, 24-year-old kid where he's probably taking care of his whole family, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, that can be stressful. So maybe he does need to get low. If he don't get on the court this year, I honestly, like, off all, like, seriousness, I wouldn't recommend it. Because I don't see them progressing anyway. So it's like, okay, we're not going to win. After this, I don't see your team mentally being in a space to win anyway.
I need to restart.
So you just need, hey.
Yeah, your star is literally.
Yeah. Let's just refresh all this. And we'll come back next year. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't, if I was Ja, I'm gonna take the rest of the regular season. I'm gonna let this shit blow over. I'm gonna, you know, get low. Eventually he's gonna have to do an interview. Say all the right things.
Can't wait for that.
He's gonna sit next to Taylor Rooks again. Say all the right things. And, you know.
Oh, that'd be a great Taylor Rooks interview.
I mean, that's just what it's going to be. That's who they're going to call to clean this up. Taylor Rooks, Ja, is going to be cool. And just come back next year. Memphis ain't going to win nothing this year. It wasn't going to happen anyway. So, with all this surrounding, even if you come back, y'all just not in mental space to win anyway. So,
yeah.
I'm going to...
Look what Snowfall's on here.
Snowfall's on here, but y'all probably ain't see it yet.
I did.
What? Oh, you've been watching it?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Hmm? Just in general, what is it? Three episodes so far? Episodes,
yeah. This is the last season?
Yes.
After the season ends, I'll finally watch it, maybe.
Joe, we're not
like
confident.
In totality, anyway. You mean? Like, you haven't watched it?
I've never seen any
episode of Snowfall.
Don't talk to this nigga. What y'all think about it so far?
I'm enjoying it. It's good.
Last season was so horrible that I came into the season so skeptical. Except the last episode of last season was unbelievable.
I also enjoyed last season. The only thing I thought was weird was the bear shit.
That ruined everything.
That was like very weird to me.
Bear shit?
There was a tiger in the middle of Compton. It was whatever, bro.
It was a tiger.
That's whatever it was. Yeah. Either and it was a snake. It was weird, bro.
Yeah.
It made no sense. But last season I hated.
The season before that was pretty good.
No, that last season was the only fault I had with Snowfall. Mm. But the last two episodes were phenomenal of last season. Yeah.
The three episodes, just like every episode. You feel the science. This is the last season,
it's
so
like
they got a
fucking hour long type shit.
The acting this season is so great. And honestly, the only reason I have Snowfall on here is to talk about how bad BMF is this season.
But you know who I
haven't started on BMF.
It sucks this year.
If what you say is true, right? And Snowfall is at its greatest right now. Do you know who
I say greatest? It's good.
The acting is good.
Acting is really good.
Do you know who I give credit for that to?
Now, here we go.
I know he's going
to
say
it. It's about to be toxic.
Lori Harvey.
Lori Harvey.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. I knew this.
Shout out to her. Because another black woman progressing a black man. That's what I love to see. Shout out to Lori, man. You doing your thing over there. You know, keep on making this season great. All right. Appreciate you and everything you do for the black community.
How you
You're
know,
beautiful and loved.
That's crazy.
How you know? How you know the season when they shop before they start dating, Jordan? How you know?
I know, bro.
What you do for the black community?
Everything. what's needed to be done? That's what she's done.
What?
Don't worry about it.
We can't worry about it. We don't know what you're saying. There's nothing to worry about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. What can I worry?
Are you enjoying Snowfall?
Snowfall is, I think, the acting has been phenomenal this year. The acting, all these, they have these, they do these things now. And I'm noticing, like, when they have these conversation scenes, it's like they blur out everything and it's just them two. You can feel that.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a tweet.
Cinematography. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, Drono. And then I keep seeing tweets. So. I keep seeing tweets like, yo, like, this is what happens when you don't cast Lala.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something.
BMF Captain Lala, didn't they?
Bro, BMF script is, hey, how you doing? Lala's line, sex.
I was going to say, she be getting her bag blown on, like, every show she
Lala
right?
has had three sex
scenes.
Lala has had three sex scenes in two episodes.
Yes.
That means they made her
BMF alone?
Yes. BMF they made her fuck twice in one episode. They don't, for what?
She was in Power 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
yeah,
it.
She was getting her back blown out. That's what I said. That's what she was getting booked for.
Maybe her skin does taste like it.
That's, you got it. Shit, that was crazy.
And you see a nigga try to say low like, I couldn't hear.
Mad low,
I'm going to just turn
crazy.
It up.
Mad low.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. That Cheerio shit is crazy.
Rewind it back. What he say?
So, nah, but yeah, the show is amazing. So far this season is dope. Three episodes in, I fuck with it.
I don't want to talk too much on because Jordan needs to watch it.
Nah, y'all could go ahead.
Yeah, fuck Jordan. Fuck this nigga. Six seasons behind. Fuck.
I'm not going to spoil it.
Nah. Yeah, I'm going to forget what y'all say anyway.
I'm going to say fuck Louis. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I love this entire premise of what this season is becoming. I love it.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
I love it. It's phenomenal.
I see her reasoning, but it's just like, nah. You're
I don't see no reasoning at all for that.
No, like I see it, but it's like you're wrong. The
reason, though, is a dollar bill.
Cut through.
But listen. I just want to say how much Snowfall's, how
fuck
great the season has been.
Nah, but I mean, but the last episode was crazy.
She
my
come
man
up there and fuck him too.
And then Franklin was just getting tight. So, you know.
Listen, man. Season's great. If y'all have not started, if last season deterred you from watching Snowfall this year, go watch it. It's been really good. The acting is unbelievable. It seems like that was the focus. These one-on-one dialogue, these dialogue scenes where the actors are speaking to each other and you're seeing the consequences of everybody's actions and everything is turning. Yeah, every scene matters.
Because
perfect way to put
definitely
it.
Definitely way more dialogue because it's just straight more different stories. Everyone has their own stories.
Yeah, I even thought it was dope with them showing Lee going to the homeland. I thought that shit was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna hate that shit.
Did you? I thought that shit was cool.
I mean, I be hating everything.
Man,
so.
I don't give a fuck if he went to Nick Wakanda.
Nah, I be hating all that shit. Nah, nigga. So you hear Joe? Y'all hear Joe?
What?
Yeah, I heard him.
Black History Month done. You hear
that's
him.
What you're saying right now.
I heard him.
Yeah, I'm saying that. That's fine. But Namor, you need to relax.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know how he get down already?
That is crazy.
That nigga love Namor. You see?
You know how he get down?
That nigga couldn't wait for February to be able to get his real.
Oh, my God.
That nigga couldn't wait for February to be over. You hear this nigga?
Nah,
Jesus. I'm
Black
wild.
Panther 2, the greatest movie of all time. If you want to talk about it, that's him.
Nah, yeah, this nigga.
Nah, I feel Namor though.
Oh my God.
No.
Yeah, this nigga.
Go watch Snowfall. It's bad.
Watch Snowfall. Bad season. Unless you draw, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm watching the show. What do you mean?
You watching
it. I got you, Joe. You watching.
You watching to see if the Spanish nigga come out on top.
Fuck also, right? Yeah. What? Also.
You fuck,
nah,
you
fuck him too, bro.
Boy, you're crazy.
I don't even believe this nigga.
You're crazy.
Nah, bro.
What you mean?
That nigga's telling
the
kid
because of the show.
Yeah, we can't. But that nigga, well, you can't really tell the police. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know the rules. I'm a civilian. I don't know the rules. What else we have here? Do you guys? I don't care about Lost Paper and MJ.
Yeah,
son.
I don't really.
That nigga, Michael Jordan's son is fucking Scottie's ex-wife. It's unbelievable.
It's great.
But wow. I mean, but that's all I got.
But
nothing
is
much.
It really unbelievable?
It's not really.
Yeah, because like wait.
Some of this was
I really
was
do
kind of low key
like,
planned.
That nigga, like, what he got, like
her,
yeah, that's it.
Is it just like Michael Jordan's son? Is that what the appeal is?
It's
like,
his ex teammate, fucking.
I know, but like, why his, he choose him? Because he don't got the he not the next up in line for everything. Jordan not giving to that nigga.
Honestly, bro, I don't like. I think when. You know, I can't say it's during one picture moment.
Say it.
I think that when you get to a certain age and you got it all, you can just, like...
Do what you want.
Okay, let's flip it. if you got a bunch of money, mm-hmm. you're 45, mm-hmm. and you just see an attractive 30 or 29 year old girl, mm-hmm. you don't give a fuck what she got. You're just going, all right, cool. Let's just like.
I mean, but also, right? Like, I don't know the extent of Scotty Sr. and Larsa's relationship and how old Michael Jordan Jr. was, or whatever the fuck that nigga's name is. So just imagine, like, yo, 20 years ago, Michael Jordan and his wife, Scottie Pippen and Larsa, they chilling, and then their kids are playing.
Yeah.
Now the kid is Scottie Pippen Jr. and this nigga, and they're like 12. And now fast forward 20 years, now that nigga's your boyfriend.
Yeah, I think she's like she's in her mid 40s.
That's crazy.
Y'all, that's crazy. I think she's in her, she's in her mid 40s and he's in like his low 30s.
Yo. I mean, I'm
however just, which way it goes.
Yeah. That's but whatever.
But but is it, like I said, is it crazy? Because, like, if you're 45 and you
I
find
don't think it's crazy. I don't think it's crazy.
Which part?
I'm texting Scottie Pippen Jr. every day after I'm sleeping.
Well,
with
if
mom.
You
that's
know,
sick.
Yeah. Well, bro. If you know enough about Larsa Pippen, which isn't much to know about her, just kind of her track record,
not really care,
so to speak, or her resume, mm-hmm. Doesn't really shock me.
Oh, yeah, no, she's a around there girl. But live her life because it is Women's Month. And you do you.
No,
and you live your blessing.
No, I'm going to argue. Right? Y'all have no idea if she's like that.
Like what?
I mean, honestly.
I don't know what y'all describing. Y'all say it's Women's Month. It's Women's Month. Go ahead.
Honestly. Once the Future things came out, I was like, oh, well.
So? Mad girls fuck Future.
Yeah, Future's a whore.
I'm kind of new to all of this.
He, yeah.
I didn't know Laura would get like that.
And then Michael Beasley.
Ooh, I saw
all I know was that that's Scottie Pippen's wife. That's it.
I stumbled upon a good question.
Scottie Pippen was sad.
Oh, ask it. We got all the time in the world.
I still hate it, though. But that's
that, Jordan, no one asked that. Where did that even come into effect?
I thought I heard the question.
I heard the mic.
I didn't even say the question yet.
I thought I answered
so
something.
So my question is a derivative from what you had just said. So nice. Because basically, well, not what you just said just now. But so basically, we're tracking with Larsa Pippen's track record, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, you said everyone fuck Future, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, but the next person you think of who fuck Future right after that is Lori.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gangster. So, do you think for women that there's a negative assumption about you and your character based on who you fucked?
Yes. Unfortunately.
Because that's kind of, you know, that's kind of like where we landed with that. With, yes. You know, relating, oh, you know, she fucked Future. And it's like, oh, Lori fucked Future. And now how do we look at Lori? We look at Lori like a female Future. You know what I'm saying? And what she attaches herself to. And that I'm sure that wasn't a thing really, like, to the capacity it is until she fucked Future.
Women, you know, will always take the bad side of having multiple partners, especially in the public limelight.
So but do we judge as a society, do we put a girl in a box based on who it is that she chose to sleep with?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes.
In
a perfect society, no. Yeah, but in a society, yes.
I'm gonna let y'all explain. Before I don't
100%. So let's say, let's say with the whole Future thing, right? Ciara, right? Let's start with Ciara. Ciara got with Future, you know, had the baby, right? Yeah, it's his kid.
The only reason Ciara low-key able to escape that is because of Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, right? But even with Russell Wilson, she was fighting still being with Future. So people would always be like, oh, you went from this to this.
Like the
you
name
know,
they attach to the woman.
Yes. You know, just because of who Future is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now, oh, you got Future's kid with Russell Wilson. Now Russell Wilson treating the kid amazing, and it's a problem for people, right? It's just there's always going to be that stigma on the woman, unfortunately, for who she chooses to be with. You know, and it's never, you'll never, yo, Lord, yo, it was Future's fault for being with Ciara. It's this guy's fault for being with this girl. No, it's always, the stigma is always going to be on the lady. But that's just how our media works. That's how our society works. That's how social media works. In my opinion.
I think it's based off of how the woman carries it. I think the fact that Lori just does what she does and minds her business, we don't really bother her for real. Like, I don't think people bother, like, Lori's just like, all right, it's Lori. Like, Lori Harvey's just known as doing what she wants to do. I don't think that.
Nah, she's known as a toxic girl.
I mean,
yeah, because.
I don't think the reputation.
Not that she.
Lori versus Larsa. I would definitely say that Larsa has a worse connotation of herself than Lori Harvey does.
Only because Larsa's older, in my opinion, right? With a lot younger men. Because the media also looks down on age, which is crazy.
I mean, but also, too, if you look at Lori, she's like, what, 23, 24? Or she's super young, yeah. And Future's in his 40s.
Yeah.
But do you think that Lori Harvey is kind of the poster girl for female toxicness in terms of dating and the social
media aspect? I think she's unbelievably great. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all.
I think that can coexist.
No, both of them can coexist. But I don't think it's toxic. I think she's doing what a normal girl, like she's literally acting like a normal girl. Exactly. But, so I don't think it's toxic.
But the toxicness is attached to her name because of her dating Future.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, okay. That's yeah, what yeah, I mean. Oh yeah, you know what I mean? I think who you date matters. 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yes, yes. I think that if, let's put it on us because it's easy because we're only men in the room. Mm-hmm. If we went around as a bum chick, yeah, she's on your jacket. Mm-hmm. And now you might be known as a nigga that dates girls like that. Mm-hmm. That's nasty. It's on your jacket. Yeah, you got to know who you date. It's on your jacket. If you ran around here and, you know, if her dating a dude that got 10 baby moms, yeah, people going to be like, oh, okay, girl. Damn. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Now, my follow-up question to my initial question is, how hard do you think it is to get out of that box?
I think she gets out of it by continuing. Like, if she stays with...
Well, like, there was an image like on the runway of the season premiere of Snowfall with Lori with Damson. Just use that as an example because it's way more publicized. The way he was smiling and laughing too much, they were like, "Oh, nah, it's over for him."
I mean, listen, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, once the show,
that's what I'm taking into account.
Once the show over, wrap that up too. Once episode 8, season 6, episode 8 airs, wrap that shit up too. She's on to the next cool nigga. Lori likes cool niggas. I like that. I'll be honest with you. Maybe I'm the problem. I like that shit. She does. She likes cool shit. She doesn't like loser niggas. Yeah, yeah. And season 6 about to drop. He's still Franklin. But once Franklin, because I'm pretty much sure he's either gonna die or go to jail at the end of the season. Hey,
he's gotta die.
Next thing you know, she's with Kang. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That was my next thing.
Wait, she likes cool niggas.
She's going to be with Kang next.
She likes
Jonathan Majors.
She likes cool niggas.
If she do that, bro, then she is the toxic girl.
Bro, but it's okay. The thing
or
is, like,
she's when, just her. She's once, the one.
You can be toxic and her.
She's him.
We all remember, though, right? We all remember once, you know, her and Michael B. Jordan broke up. You know, the meme is still there with him barely, you know, looking like he's tearing side-eyed on the...
That nigga was just tired.
He was just tired, bro.
The internet's crazy.
You know how the media took that shit? Like, oh, he's
even
sad.
He mentioned it on his monologue on SNL.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Like, and then next thing you know, we see her with Damon, right?
Damson.
And, yeah, whatever.
Franklin.
Franklin. We see her with Franklin. And then picture with all three of them, you know, when her and Michael B. Jordan were together, and he's right there. And then that's just what they will find, you know. That's just the picture
that
old photo
shoot him and Kang.
Yeah,
I don't want to be hearing none of that shit unless them niggas is gonna fight. I'm tired of too. Yo, they was friends. If y'all niggas ain't gonna handle it, I don't give a fuck. If Damson is impressing Mike or Mike ain't impressing Damson, everybody's cool. Whatever's going on, I don't want to hear it because that means everybody's cool. All that shit, me, I don't want to hear that shit because everybody's friends. Or no one's really friends. That's why I don't give a fuck about that shit. Especially in Hollywood.
I don't think they're friends.
I don't think none of them niggas is really friends. I think we as people assume because we see them in the picture, they're friends, they're cool.
Not really friends.
No, none of these niggas like each other.
Yeah.
Stop letting a picture of the internet. None of these niggas like each other.
They're just successful people in a room.
Successful people.
Who just talk? Smile.
Let's flick it up, bro. Yeah, let's kick it, bro.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, in a month you haven't talked to them, because
that's all these niggas do the same shit. They sleep with the same women all the fucking time. So I don't want to assume that any of that shit is friendship. I think that Lori is a very hot commodity, and it's like this parallels to men and women. She's a very hot commodity. people want to date her. And she's saying yes. Don't get me wrong. She may, like, jump the gun, like, while doing the whole red carpet shit. Like, if she want to go to the concert, cool, cool. I'm fuck, go listen to Future. It's Diaphragm. I want to hear March Madness, too. That's fine. But, you know, when she goes on the red carpet, it brings attention to it. But also, like, if your nigga that you like a little bit, it's telling you pull up with him.
Yeah,
you know what? No, our thing is, our pull-up is so much lower scale. Yo, pull up to the bar with me. No one going to see us. It's fine. Yeah. Yo, his pull-up is, yo, pull up to, like, Dubai with me for real so he could go, like, do, like, Louis Vuitton. Yeah. Like, his pull-up is just different. Like, his pull-up is just different than, yo, pull up with me. It don't mean nothing. But his don't mean nothing is, yeah, let's go walk on Louis Vuitton red carpet for real and then, like, let's go eat. Like, their pull-up is just, he can't, you know how niggas just do have to do different shit? Yeah. He can't go where we go. So he has to go do the extraordinary shit, and he has to bring somebody that he may just be sleeping with. Fucking, I don't think any of this is serious.
Yeah.
I don't think they're serious at all.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that. It might be super serious, bro.
Super?
Yeah. Like, that might be the love of her life. You never
like
know.
Derek said, we'll give you that indication because we don't. Because if this is a pattern,
but that's nothing. We've never known anything about Lori. She's been
except
the most
she did
media trained person ever. She doesn't talk
doesn't
about shit
book?
Really.
Huh? Does she have a book?
I believe so.
Yeah, but we don't really
I never
know
even
much.
Speak. How she write? No
we don't know about her feelings or anything because she doesn't say shit, right? Which has been a huge thing. Remember that when she was with Future and he had that like whole pool picture with them, and then the next week they're done. That's it, right? So just with her, like she's different. I'll tell you that.
She's
a different, like, she's a like an outlier in a way, right? When it comes to this.
I just honestly think she doesn't.
I don't think she cares.
I just don't think, she gives a fuck. She's just like,
but not about her people which she's with. I think she doesn't care about other people's opinions.
No, yeah.
She
don't give a fuck.
She's had sit down interviews. I heard one interview.
I've never heard that.
I think only one interview she's ever
heard. I've never heard
it. I heard it. She commented on like the situation that we're talking about right now and like how like she doesn't care about like.
She doesn't care.
Yeah. Which rightfully so. You know what I'm saying?
And back to what you were saying before, Derek, where do we hold like people to the person that they slept with? I saw a picture a couple days ago of her and Ciara together and all people talked about on the fucking picture was Future.
Yeah.
They have a pic together? I didn't see it.
They have a pic together because they were both at like a runway show or something.
Yeah, these niggas ain't friends. That's what I'm saying.
But they were sitting right next to each other and the only thing people talked about was Future. Just because of, you know, who they've been with. So it's sick.
That's the media these days, bro. I think, Lord, that girl, she just like, she do what she want, man.
Yeah,
and I fuck with her. She do what she want. She don't bother nobody. She goes on her little dates. She let these niggas trick on her. Do whatever they want. And that's it. But I will say to the rest of you niggas, yes, please, who y'all sleep with, I'm judging y'all.
I mean, look who when
I find out, you fucked that girl?
Her mom is an OG, bro. Her mom had a kingpin husband who...
You snitch on.
Nah, bro, it's a known story. She was married to a kingpin husband, left him, went to Steve Harvey, got her kids... got Steve Harvey's last name for her kids.
Yo, my nigga, you right. You had the book right?
Bro.
What the fuck is this nigga?
It's known. Those aren't even his kids, and they have his last name. Like,
that's fire.
She's an OG, bro.
Black dads.
Black dads.
Look
bro.
At this nigga. I don't believe this nigga. This nigga, a black, biracial dad. This nigga.
Wow. Happy Woman's Day.
This nigga, all about the women.
It's all about the women.
Jordan, please.
It's all about the women.
No, but yeah, that was a good question. I mean, yeah, I definitely judge y'all niggas who y'all sleep with. 100%. And I judge the girls too.
Yeah, you
slept with
dirty.
That nigga? Ew.
Understandable.
You need
fuck
to be
yeah.
Dirty.
Yes. Oh, ugh. I don't know.
Dirty dicks.
All right.
Jordan, please.
So,
fuck.
Y'all want to talk about Chris Rock?
Did you guys see the Chris Rock special?
I keep on seeing clips. I haven't seen it. No.
I watched it.
I'm not really.
I did watch it too.
Time on it, truthfully.
Also, when I was smacked.
I just think. I don't know. I just think it's too late, bro. Like, too much time has passed by. You should have just done this, like, a month after or something. That's just my opinion.
I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Because
yeah,
let's give a little bit of explanation some what happened. Chris Rock had a special.
But I'm speaking to the point of what he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like just addressing the Will Smith situation.
He did at the end of this thing, right?
Yeah, he did at the end of
he did at the end of this thing.
His performance. I mean, it's an easy meal ticket. Granted, he don't need a meal ticket, but everyone is, you know, attention, clamoring to know what is Chris Rock's thoughts and response to him getting smacked by Will Smith last year, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you could hold on to reacting to that for a bag, you gotta do it, bro. I'm sure he would have got a bag
regardless. When was the special
regardless.
Actually, like, When would he actually do the special?
It was live.
It was live. That's the first
time.
That was the first time Netflix streamed
a live special.
I'm also sick of this stupid shit that all these companies are doing. But before we get to that, yes. Yeah. So,
just to give information, yes, the backstory of it.
Yes,
so
Derek,
Chris Rock had his first televised, so to speak, streamed performance live on Netflix this past Saturday. It was his first stand-up since the incident with Will Smith and him getting smacked last year. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time Netflix has streamed something live for people to watch. I didn't watch it live.
Dave got a live one. Shit.
Yeah, I watched it like maybe the day after, and even when you click it to watch like the day after, it says streamed and edited under it. Does it like it's, you know, just they chopped up maybe like a bit, little bit of it, but gotcha. Like essentially it's all in like all, it's still the same thing. Yeah, it's still the same. It's like an hour and 10 minutes of stand up from Chris Rock, basically. And at the ending of his performance, he touched on the last 10 minutes of the performance. Okay. He addressed the
wait till the end. That's a smart business move.
Yeah, bro. This whole thing has been a business move.
You gotta watch the whole thing.
And I respect that aspect of it. The whole thing has been a business play, and he has maneuvered it properly to get a bag. Right? I get it. Okay. Now, in terms of if you like the special or not, that's different.
No,
but
I'm gonna go home tonight and I'm gonna go to the last 10 minutes and I'm gonna see what's up.
Who watched it? You watched it, right?
Was it good?
I didn't think it was horrible.
I'm not watching it.
It had its moments. It had its jokes in it that were kind of funny, and then it had some. Let me give you my honest opinion of Chris Rock as a comedian.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
He's
me
that funny,
personally, uh-huh. I've never been a Chris Rock stand-up same. Performance fan.
Nope.
Me personally, nope. My first time really seeing Chris Rock. It's like in a movie and show. It's, you know, it's Everybody Hates Chris. That's what he's notable for. Mm-hmm. It's a long show. And that show is hilarious from front to end. And it's based on...
We just showed our age. You see this nigga say he was known for Everybody Hates Chris?
Yeah, yeah.
We just showed that we all young. Because that's our first... Not our first, but that's our prominent...
Chris Rock, for him. That you're synonymous with him.
But
granted, it's about him.
But that's our shit before that.
Nah, he was been in the, you know, the, which is ironic also. OG Fresh Prince and all that. Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies and films and stuff like that and TV shows. But, he is a stand-up performer, but I don't associate him with stand-up comedy per se. Me, mm-hmm.
I've never honestly. I'm with you on that. I've never associated him with stand-up comedy.
Yeah, so this is my first time really seeing him stand up because I've honestly never saw any of his other stand-up because I've never personally been like interested or nothing from like those clips of those previous stand-up comedies have ever like made me want to go watch it.
Yeah,
personally. Me, as I'm watching, I don't think he's the funniest dude stand-up performance-wise. I think he's very funny in roles and, like, movies and stuff like that. I think you can do that and not be a great stand-up comedian.
Yeah, it's two different things.
So me, personally, like, there was a couple of jokes that I thought were pretty funny. You know, I was like, but then, like, I don't know, I was also smacked when I was watching this. So as I'm watching this, every time he's talking, I'm noticing he's, like, he's chuckling under his own joke before as he's saying it, like every single time. And I'm like, yo, like,
his delivery.
Yeah, like every time he delivers a joke or every time he's saying something, he does like this weird, like, kind of chuckle under it, but it's like also a different tone in how he speaks. So it's very weird. Okay. Like, I just noticed that and I was smacked. I was like, this is weird. But some of the jokes are funny and some of them were very just like, okay, like, I don't know why you thought like this was gonna like hit. Yeah. But like, everyone was really watching this for the last 10 minutes of the show.
Basically.
That's what everyone is watching before. Everything else before that is just, you know, a bonus, I guess. John, how do you feel about the special as a whole?
I'll be honest with you. I hated all that shit. I like not a single moment of that shit.
None of them jokes was funny to you?
Even the jokes that I may have thought were funny.
Oh, also, not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
He also kept repeating it. That bothered me. Yeah. Like, he was
exactly.
saying the same
that, but that's him. Like, him as a... Him
well,
as
don't
a,
be yourself.
Like, at some point, you got to know yourself. To stop saying
don't be
same.
Somebody else, nigga.
Like, you can say the same
he
joke
he is loud and
it.
Obnoxious. His thing is, his yelling, right? Uh-huh. That's his funniness.
No, that's cool. But it wasn't that. It was, like, the emphasis on everything he said. Like, he kept saying it more than once. Like, he said it once. Like, it's cool. Say a joke. Everyone laughs. Repeat it maybe once or twice more, like in a little shorter way. Everyone, you know, so he could grab the joke. Mm-hmm. But like he kept on like saying the same joke after everyone laughed again, as if like he was trying to remember where he was at and like in his part in the you know.
When's the last time he did a stand up?
I don't watch that shit.
I don't know, but he needs to not do another one. That shit fucking sucked. I love how nice y'all are. That shit was ass. I'm going to tell y'all every reason why. I almost wrote down. That's how annoyed I was watching this shit. I almost wrote it down like, yeah, this shit sucks. It's a waste of my fucking hour of my life. Or however long it was. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? I got so much shit I could be doing. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're going to be offensive, be offensive. I am, like, if you're a comedian, be offensive.
Yes.
The jokes that seemed like he was trying to be offensive towards, he was like, but I don't really like that. I don't mean, nigga, shut, just be offensive, you bitch ass nigga.
So it's like double backing.
No, he was playing it safe. He's playing a safe a lot of that. The
2018 was his last special.
That shit sucked too now. I don't even see that one. That shit stunk too.
Oh, yeah, Tambourine. I do remember that one.
Yeah, I remember.
Never heard that
I did watch that one.
I never
fuck him and all his instruments. Two.
The other one before that was 2008. Oh, Jesus.
There's a reason.
Now, yes, I think the special is ass. Even the jokes that could have been funny, the way he was putting them out, I was like, okay, this is not funny anymore.
Yeah.
And then to an even bigger point of when you were like, yo, this is a good business move. It is if you deliver, I think. Like, you holding on to whatever you feel about that, the slap situation, till now, I wouldn't have done that necessarily because I think I'm kind of on Drew's side in terms of we don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But
she was like, what, last year? A year and a half ago?
Almost a year and change. But also, if you are going to hold this, it could have went really great for you if you delivered the jokes properly.
I can see that.
Will Smith.
It came off very unprepared. He was stumbling over his words, which is fine. Now, listen, I don't perform live, so I can't tell you exactly how you're supposed to do it. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to make us wait a year, this isn't enough. So, it's like, initially going into this, I didn't give a fuck. And then on top of that, too, him and Kevin Hart did a little stand-up tour, and a lot of jokes were the same. So, that means you kind of just took that bit. No, you kind of just took that bit and just added the Will Smith on at the end, which is fine. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. But don't tell me live show now. So now it's Netflix spin in my face. Okay, now everybody done heard these jokes, and you're just giving me Will Smith at the end to make however million dollars you want to make.
Make some extra cash.
So for me, it's just like, all right, the special already sucks.
The only reason why I think it's a good business move is because even if he didn't land for some, because me personally, I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was the greatest. I wasn't just like, oh my God, this is the funniest like response.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, it had like him calling him Shug Smith or whatever, or
I chuckled.
Yeah, like I chuckled, but it's like I think I don't think it mattered if like it landed or not, because the whole point of this play
was to
make the back for this play.
Yo,
because like 2 years from now, like no one's gonna care.
No, 100%. In my brain, he already probably had a deal with Netflix, and that's like, yo, bro, like make sure you throw this in there for everybody to get their money's worth.
I think I heard somewhere that this was the first movie in a new deal with Netflix he got.
Possibly, I don't know.
And he used that as leverage, like which is smart.
Super smart. And my thing is though, he can never speak about this again to make us care.
Mm-mm.
Now I think in reality this helped how Will Smith look. Cause nigga, now I want to smack him.
I'm honest with you too.
Now I want to smack this nigga.
Throughout the whole joking situation, Chris Rock seemed very like emotional, like emotionally responsive about it. Like it seemed like he genuinely felt like emotional about like the situation as he was talking about, I guess, for the first time.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
But like the more he was talking about it, like you would ideally think when Chris Rock touches upon this subject for the first time, you would think you would view Will Smith a certain way negatively.
No. Yeah.
Nah. But when he spoke about it,
I like him.
I was like, Will Smith sound gangster as shit.
Right.
Like the way he was saying it, like I understand how he was trying to come off.
Yes.
But like it wasn't working. It was doing the opposite. Like the more he was talking about it, I was like,
so it was up and up.
He was making Will Smith sound gangster as shit.
He went into it playing victim. And I'm not big, I don't want to hear that.
I think that's the worst thing to do as a comedian.
Agreed.
Of course.
That's why I'm saying. If you're gonna be controversial, be controversial.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you're going into this thing. What was me? He called himself a He's like, yo, Will Smith is a bitch because you know I can't fight him. Nigga, what are you talking about? Who the fuck is trying to hear that shit?
He said that?
Yeah.
That sounds
so
crazy.
Some super weird ass shit. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he could have smacked him right back, honestly.
He should smack you again now, bitch ass nigga. Fuck.
Could have smacked him right back. Like,
but,
that
but his literal last weird. Line in the whole performance answers why he didn't. Like, that was his...
Corny. We could spoil it. Anybody going to
die? Yeah, I don't really give a fuck.
What did he say? He said...
So they were saying, like, oh, you a bitch. He was saying that people were saying that that Chris Rock was a bitch for not hitting him back, why he didn't hit him back.
Yeah, that's what Marlon
said. And Chris Rock was like, because I was raised with parents, and my parents taught me not to fight in front of white people. And he slammed the mic.
Chris Rock never needs to be on...
What that sounded like to me was like he was pandering to white people.
Oh, God.
Chris Rock needs to never see a stage ever again. That shit sucked.
Yeah,
it was weird. Yeah.
Just show him the Adam Sandler movies, bro.
Yeah. And the offensive jokes weren't even offensive enough.
Because it was safe.
Like, he was trying to be offensive and it didn't even work. So, I'm going to tell you, if the Netflix...
Comedy, though, is in a weird spot.
No, because you know why? And no,
it's in a very weird spot. A lot of comedians will tell you it's a weird spot.
Dave Chappelle made them leave.
Dave Chappelle is the a whole other ballgame.
You know what I'm saying? He made niggas quit. Like, if Chris Rock ain't making niggas quit their jobs, I don't want
to
hear it.
When you see performances like what we just saw, you just learn to appreciate the magic.
Dave Chappelle is on a whole other level than a lot of these other comedians.
People really realize it until you see other people stand up.
Dave Chappelle don't give a fuck about Dave shit Chappelle or anything. Chris Rock has things invested. Dave Chappelle don't give a fuck. He's left money on the table. He don't give a fuck. That's why we got to appreciate Dave Chappelle. Chris Rock,
he's the greatest, yeah.
Just from the last line that you said, he's still catering to white people. So that means he's still catering to the mass media. He's still his jokes are still going to be watered down and not like how they used to be just because of the way the media is.
Nigga, even if they was watered up, them jokes sucked. I don't know what them shit was terrible.
Put him in the Adam Sandler.
Them shits were horrible.
I did not watch that.
Bro, that shit was.
It was. Listen, man. I, like I said, I was smacked when I watched it.
I just think
it was. I had moments where I chuckled a couple times. It has moments.
Yeah, maybe because I was sober. I was like, "What the fuck is this? Holy shit! Turn it without them." I'm like, "Yo, I gotta watch shit because we gotta talk about it on the podcast." I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck is he doing?" Like, and like I said, being live, speaking live, performing live, it's very, very difficult. But then he stumbled, like, you're a pro. You've been doing this for 30 years. He's stumbling. Like, he has to, he's got to catch himself. I'm like, yo, what is he? Are you nervous, bro? So I don't know. This was bad. And I don't think Chris Rock helps his case. And no one will ever pay him to speak about the Will Smith thing again.
Oh, no, never.
Well, actually.
Well, maybe white people.
Unless it's like an interview from a white person that cares. Yeah. But no one will ever pay him to talk about this again because we don't give a fuck. I don't care that he got smacked anymore.
Any interview he has is probably.
Did you watch them? Did any of you? Well, I'm sure you didn't because I didn't watch this. The Marlon.
Yeah, I saw that. The Marlon skit.
You watched the whole.
I didn't watch the whole. I saw the part about.
That was funny though. This. I saw the clip. That was funny.
Yeah, I saw the clip about this.
That shit was hilarious.
Marlon is a. That was. That nigga's. That,
I've never seen him stand up.
I've never heard of Marlon Wayans not be funny. So I fuck with that nigga heavy. Yeah. he's another one that don't give a fuck about what he says.
Yeah, it seems like I don't know what the uptick in now in speaking on this thing is. Because, like, I don't think we really care anymore.
I mean, it's low-hanging fruit, and it's they're comedians, so it's in their realm. You know what I mean? It's like the most controversial thing.
Yeah.
Comedians can, just grab onto it and make some content over. Like, what has been notable in comedian world? Aside from this, it was the situation with Dave Chappelle and the Netflix workers. So. Mm-hmm. Like, those were, like, the two big things in comedian world. Really.
And
Kevin Hart when the tweets, like, came out.
When comedy becomes rap, there'll be a difference, right? And when I say that, like...
Bro. I only care about one thing about comedy right now, and I want to see Eddie Murphy stand up.
Eddie Murphy not doing that shit.
I fuck with
Eddie Murphy. You just seen him in that biracial movie.
Did you like that movie?
No. We never talked about it. I forgot why, but that movie was also horrendous,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was sad.
What was it called? You People?
You People, yeah.
That movie fucking sucked, too.
Yeah, I heard it.
Man, we're going to have a talk about who that nigga wrote Grownish, Mixed-ish, Black-ish. He needs to stop writing-ish.
He needs to stop everything.
But, What I was saying is the comedian that can come in, have something happen to him immediately, and then express it on the stage immediately. We find that, you know how rappers, something happen, they in the song the next week or 2 weeks from now? Something like this happened, and Chris Rock went 2 weeks later, said, hey, like, I'm giving him a marketing plan. He sat down.
Comedy is a lot different from that.
I know, but the comedian that can do something off the rip, off the strength, mm-hmm. imagine a month after, he puts out a link. Yo, I'm buying out this place. I'm going to have a comedy show. Sell, I guarantee it sells out in 20 seconds.
Only person to do that would be Dave Chappelle.
No, but I'm telling you, that's how you capitalize off of that situation.
But they're going to that's not capitalizing.
They did capitalize because they had a tour.
Exactly. But that's not capitalizing.
But he ain't talking about
capitalizing tour. Is getting the most out of that, right? So Chris Rock probably waited until he had this deal with Netflix or whatever, knew the bag was coming, and then, okay, now this is my chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The person that doesn't care about money, which is literally Dave Chappelle, honestly, or maybe a couple other lower tier comedians would do something like that.
And what I'm saying is longevity, and that's, I think that keeps this. If he did that, what I'm describing in my mind is how I see it. He does that, it goes off, it hits. Now Chris Rock just becomes a hot commodity. Fuck the joke now. Fuck the Will Smith thing. Fuck all that. Now you just become a hot commodity, and now people want to see you tour. You doing this, we don't want to see you no more. So now, yes, you got this bag. Cool, that's fine. And maybe he's straight.
Yeah.
But now I'm saying, if you did that and the jokes were great and it was fresh and everybody was still in everybody's mind, and let's say you buried Will Smith for real. You buried him. You got right. You were emotional. All that shit is cool. Jokes don't even got to be funny. You just got to be raw emotion. Now we always want to see him because we think he's going to bug out.
Yeah.
So now you can go on a 10-city tour by yourself, rent out these venues, and now you have longevity.
But here's the thing. I don't think the mindset is to get the tour, because there's a lot of work that prepares a comedian for all that shit.
Depends what you want.
I don't think him in his career right now, he's looking for that long tour, just him, stand-up comedian all the time.
If they smack him hard, we would have got a killer special.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have got a killer 15-city by himself, talking ass shit. That would have brought the old Kevin Hart back.
That's Kevin Hart, yeah.
I wish they would have smacked him. They'd have got the old him back and have been fired.
Honestly, a comedian doesn't want to be on that stage, I feel like, these days.
Who do you think is funnier right now, Kevin Hart or Chris Rock, if they had a sandwich?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, 100%.
Chris Rock's... Like, Kevin Hart, we
also made me appreciate Kevin Hart more. Kevin Hart.
No, Kevin Hart, I think we just aged away from him. That's it.
Yeah.
Because he's become more mainstream, so some of his jokes, it's just not for us.
Not
Chris Rock, this was just bad. This was just terrible. He made all jokes.
I felt like the jokes in regards to Will Smith were kind of low-hanging, because I felt like he just made the... Because he also brought up August Alsina. And, like, I felt like he just took, like, the shit. We made jokes of memes and just put it, like, on the special. Like, we made the jokes about the August Alsina shit. Yeah, like, I felt like he just... regurgitated it.
And that's almost 2.5 years ago. It's like, bro, I don't care. We don't give a fuck. We don't care no more about that.
Man got the bag.
The part that was funny was when the clip that was going around where he said, your wife was fucking her friend and y'all was fucking her. That was a little funny, but I'm like, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Chris Rock, he could chill. He could relax. I'm cool.
I ain't trying to see him unless it's in Adam Sandler movie.
I don't know.
I don't even need to see him in a movie.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah. I don't care. anything else on this Chris Rock thing? I honestly never want to see him again.
He'd be all right.
I don't care.
He's good.
I'm just sad at the fact that Netflix chose him to do a live stream.
To be honest, Netflix is kind of the hub for comedy right now. Seems like they have so many specials on there. They're giving so many performers chances.
Yeah, that lets me know these comedians are cheap. That's what it's letting me know.
They be performing in these little bars and stuff like that. I mean, it ain't.
Let me know these niggas.
And you also got to remember what comes with it. If I'm a performer, and even if if Netflix asks me to do a special for free, I'm doing it. That's worldwide recognition. Yeah.
Not if you're established.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about yourself.
I'm talking about the lower people. Yeah, but I don't know if I'm doing that because
Kevin Hart did something on Netflix too. But when it was during COVID, it was in his room.
They paid that nigga to go downstairs.
That's hard.
That's fire.
That's hard.
That was it. Yeah, that was fire.
That's fire. They paid that nigga to walk down the steps.
And then ordered Dave specials, which rightfully so. They were.
Oh, no, Dave's kicking him over. He's kicking him in the head how much they paying him.
Yeah.
He deserved that shit.
100%.
And he shows why every time. Like yeah, every single time. He shows every time.
That nigga just eats controversy. Yo, you want to cancel me? Go right the fuck ahead. Fuck. I'm still here.
Yes. Cancel culture's not real, man. I realize that. All that shit is fake.
That's why we can't compare anybody to Dave.
Yeah, cancel culture is not a real thing. Niggas cancel who they like, and they cancel who they don't like. That's really what it is. And that is something this year has taught me, man. Well, I've always known it, but like, niggas don't care, bro. If they like you, you stick around. If they don't, they get you the fuck out of here. But that's all I got. Anything else y'all got here? We got a bunch of music to talk about, so we can skip this shit.
Let's talk about it. It is a lot of music.
There's so much music to talk about. Oh, man.
Like what?
Where do we start?
Nikki. Nikki's out.
That song's hard.
I love it.
What is it? Red Ruby to Sleaze is what it's called?
I don't even know.
Wait. Nikki's a thing in 2023?
Jordan don't do that. But
the song is hard.
Yeah, she put out a good record. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm not gonna
lie. Jordan. Do we know?
Where do y'all listen to this?
On all streaming platforms.
Jordan. No. Like,
you mean
where? Like, do y'all listen to the car while you're in the shower? When you about to go to bed?
Ask me when I listen to Ice Spice.
Where do y'all listen to this?
I still am curious when you guys listen to Ice Spice.
Honestly, if you say outside
the club, I'm judging you.
I'm very interested whenever where you drop, listen to Ice Spice, but whatever.
Throwing the whip.
Whenever she drops. You by yourself or you be with girls? Well, a girl. Whatever.
Wait. So you just listen to Ice Spice in the whip?
By yourself?
Ice Spice is a generation without.
By yourself?
Yes. Ice Spice is a generation
without. This nigga is Northwest.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, I want to.
That's Northwest right there.
You be in the car, man. You be in the car saying, the boy's a liar.
Yeah, do you sing along?
Nah, I don't sing along.
This nigga lying. This nigga going crazy in the car.
This nigga got a wig just like North.
That's unbelievable. this nigga's unbelievable.
You see the influence?
Man,
that's the influence.
Shit, bro, that
worldwide.
That shit on TikTok is going crazy.
Ice Spice.
This last week, I have agreed with Kanye West and Kyrie Irving way more than I wanted to.
Way more than I should.
Way more than I wanted to. I see Ja Morant flashing guns, and I'm like, "What the fuck? Look at what they did to Kyrie," and everybody supporting Ja, but everybody called Kyrie an idiot.
Yep.
And now, when Kanye said he don't want his daughter on TikTok at this age, and I see her doing that, I'm like, "Bro, Kanye, yeah, I would not want my kid doing this either."
Well, she would dress up as Ice Spice.
Yes.
Oh,
and like
God.
Shaking her tail. Nah, bro.
Yeah, no, we the same generation talking about.
Yes, but we didn't have social media to show it off.
We didn't have social media, but we knew like.
So it wasn't people.
Like Lil Wayne's verses by heart.
I'm not even talking about stuff like that.
So Nicki Minaj's Bedrock wasn't crazy.
Yes, at the same time, we didn't have a social media platform.
When Bedrock was out, yeah, we did.
Listen, the song can be whatever it is. I don't want my daughter dressing up as Nicki Minaj singing the lyrics to Bedrock. On the internet.
That's the influence.
That's fine. I agree.
I understand.
If that's what's going to happen, you don't get TikTok yet until you're a certain age. We're from the age of, hey, cell phones existed, but you don't get one until you're this age.
I had a flip phone and when that shit.
I think I didn't get a cell phone until I was, I don't remember how old. Yes, the chimes are different. So your kid needs a phone at a younger age because you need to make sure they're safe. 110% understand that. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is it's important to police certain things.
Of course.
And Ice Spice is great. Like I said, her marketing is unbelievable. She seems like a really nice girl. That's fine. But hey, my 9 or 10 year old daughter, I don't have kids, but if I did, like, hey, I don't think this is appropriate for you to do yet.
Wait. So I got a question.
From the Bronx to the Kardashian
crib. Because this has nothing to do with really what we're talking about. But let's say Kim did do that, right? Let's say, Kim's like, North, I can't give you this phone. You can't be on TikTok because I don't want you looking at certain shit.
Yeah.
And then North hits you with the, yeah, but you only famous because you suck some dick on the internet.
And you, okay, first of all, that's unbelievable.
Well, she's a white mother, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's not black.
She's a white mother, so she's not going to hit her.
But in reality, bro, like, you got to tell your kid, hey, what I did, you don't repeat it. That's it, bro. That's where you got to pull that out. That's where you got to pull that out. Yo, what you do what I say, not what I do.
Ice Spice for the kids.
But yeah, bro, like.
Ice Spice.
Ice
Spice is not for the kids.
No.
Ice Spice is not for the kids. Is the camera on me? Ice Spice is not for the kids.
No, she is not.
Ice Spice is generational.
Ice Spice is for the adults.
From the Bronx to the Kardashian crib.
No.
These niggas, I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter how terrible things are going on in the Bronx. They're gonna put that shit on their stomach. They're going to tap the Bronx on their chest. God. No matter how terrible it is.
Damn it.
Let's talk about it.
But Kanye had a point.
I agree with John.
This nigga driving through the fucking Bronx with this.
In this instance, I do agree with John. There's certain shit you have to police.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you want to police everything, but honestly, at the end of the day, kids are kids.
Yeah,
kids and they're kids going to find a way to get to anything. No, but I've blocked
they found Logan Kim sucking dick on Roblox.
Bro, Roblox, bro. Shit's crazy.
Yes,
that's not crazy.
What y'all are talking about? Three different things. A kid discovering something by accident.
No, I agree with y'all. I agree with y'all.
No,
but I'm just saying though.
You help having your kid dress up
on Roblox.
Who do you think invited Ice Spice to the house?
That's what I'm saying. You're inviting that. And listen, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think
Dorothy make that play date.
Right. So I'm like, it's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with Ice Spice. It's fine. But I think that's just for adults. That's it. Like, bro, you don't let your kid watch certain movies.
We became the old niggas. You hear that?
Hmm? Huh?
I feel you. I don't disagree with you. But that's the old nigga shit now. You know what I mean? Like the older crowd shit.
100%.
Yeah, which I feel you. But I feel you, though. I feel you, though.
But I don't disagree. We see the shit that we went through. Yeah. We see the shit that our parents... We see the shit for what it is. And kids are dumb. We were young and dumb at the same time.
But
we
don't see the 13 years old Nikki talking about putting a pussy on some sideburns. That shit was crazy.
No, but this
all, but you didn't say it in front of your parents.
But think about
you didn't when that shit came on the radio. You didn't
first
see
of all,
that
I'm not
part.
Rapping Nikki's verse in front of anybody, or in general.
You was rapping "The Boy's a Liar" at 30.
What? Nah.
The fuck is he talking about?
Nah, it wasn't me personally.
You rapping "The Boy's a Liar" just on the way here.
You know what? Get them streams up.
Listen. But even as young men, right, 9 or 10 years old, I'll be able to get into some street shit before I go and sexualize something because my mom will kick my ass. You know what I'm saying? That like that was something you like. Cool. Nah. We even if I have those feelings, like you gotta bottle that up because I'm not tripping. I don't want to trip because
I agree with you.
Like I'll get some street shit before I get into that. Mm-hmm. That's more understandable, but. Right now, I'm like, hey, Kanye had a little point about them Kardashians over there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Kanye be making a lot of points. He should be delivering them shit wrong as fuck.
I don't know about a lot. Hold up. He got them peoples. We ain't see
that. Look at the peoples exiled him that he was talking about. He was right. Y'all want to talk about... I don't think Killer was amazing.
His combo is fickle,
but
it's funny.
No, y'all lost me here.
I think he was coming at the people that.
Nah, phone. He got me fucked up.
Oh, no.
That's why I ignored. I said, what y'all talking about?
Oh, no, he talking about.
Anyway, Nicki Minaj.
You scared of them too?
Yes.
Ah, terrified.
Terrified.
They the mafia.
Well, 100%.
They the mafia.
I don't know who even is
this. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Nicki Minaj. Y'all like it? Jordan ain't hear it, but. I like it.
I like it.
No, there's no way I'm just going to go download a Nicki Minaj and listen to a Nicki Minaj.
I don't
know how to download it.
2023.
I don't know.
I'm not going to my Apple Music. And then pressing the Nicki Minaj top 100.
Why is she dissing Meg? Anybody know?
She's kissing Meg?
Dissing.
Dissing Meg? Okay.
Would anybody know? Familiar?
Because
well, I don't know why.
Black women, you are amazing. 2-3 years ago, all right? But Nicki don't like other rappers, other women rappers.
I like when Nicki diss people, but I just be wanting to know why. Like, I love it because she's the only person that does it.
What
she
say?
She be coming off as bitter.
Her and Cardi.
What she say?
And Lotto.
I don't know, though.
And Lotto.
No, I'm saying Lotto don't diss people. I'm saying Nicki and Cardi keep
Nicki,
the energy.
No, I'm saying Nicki diss Lotto.
Yeah, Nicki diss Lotto. Nicki diss everybody.
Diss everybody because well, Nicki
like
was dissed when she first got here.
I like
she,
it.
She feel like everybody's against her. Come on.
I mean, somebody
she just comes off as bitter.
Somebody's got to do it.
Too, then.
Huh?
That sounds just like some old head.
I think
it sounds no. I'm saying
it's rap.
Yeah, that's
true. It's a sport. That's everybody shouldn't be friends. It's rap.
Oh, 100%, but at least make one friend. Make one?
Yeah, she don't like nobody. Right?
She don't like nobody. Make one.
She only like the singers. She came out at the SZA show.
Yeah, that's it.
She only like the singers.
She don't like no female rapper.
But yeah, she diss Meg. She gonna say it's not, I'm sure, but come on now. The line. If
I hate when she do that too.
Like, y'all can go find the line.
At least
know.
If you diss somebody, it was about her.
Nah, that's not fair because niggas do that every day. Kendrick, Drake, Cole, everybody diss everybody and don't say their name.
But that's a problem.
And Jay the only person that be like, yeah. I made you niggas. I made Beans $1 million. He hates me. Like, Jay don't care. But
say this shit, bro. Like don't tippy toe around it. Whatever.
But overall, the song is good. The song is really good. I don't know why she diss Meg.
What type of song is it? Is it like a pop or
She's rapping. She's rapping.
She's rapping. It's a radio song. Yeah. She's rapping. It's a sample though.
Yeah, it's a radio rap song, but she smokes that shit. Honestly, she smokes it.
It's hard. I fuck with it. It's not pop shit.
Nah, she's rapping. Do you guys hear Don Toliver's album?
Love Sick?
Phenomenal.
Amazing. Did you watch the video?
I tried.
Yes.
Yep. Wait, I mean the short film, the on short Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I watched all. After hearing the album a couple times, like, and then sitting with him, I'm like, wow, this is really good. And then I go and watch the short film, and then how his marketing, his this is what happens when artists care. And this is what I be preaching, man. Just care and do the work, bro, and eventually you're going to get this. And you're going to get, I'm not saying this is a masterpiece, but you're going to get your masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? The work behind this, and I hate that music, it fleets so quickly, but this is really good, amazing music. The rollout, the artwork.
It's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I love this. I love this project. It's really good.
They performed at Webster Hall, or
yeah, he performed at Irving. No, Terminal 5.
Terminal 5.
This is Terminal 5.
Yeah,
and he brought Travis out.
I fuck with the album.
I like it.
Shit fire.
I
remember him. So that's my current like music right now. Like that's what's in my day to day right now that I'm listening to. Because nothing really new is really pop. That's what I'm listening to right now. That shit 10 out of 10 though. Don Toliver, stay dropping some heat. The last album was hard too.
I fuck with concept albums like that when someone actually puts.
Did you see the film? It's on Amazon Prime. It's like 12, 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's like 20 minutes. Like short film.
I fuck with Don Toliver. Like, out of everyone in Jack Boys, is probably the only one that's actually good.
So, you know, that's true. I don't know. I have no niggas.
Shout out Cali Uchis.
But Don Toliver carrying them. So.
Nah, I loved it. I'm going to say, y'all go listen to Don Toliver's album. It's really good. Do y'all hear the Creed soundtrack?
Not because
since y'all saw the movie and shit.
Well, me personally, I'm not a big like sound. Nowadays, Dreamville? I'm not a big soundtrack.
Dreamville. But it Dreamville did it.
I know Dreamville did it, but I don't know, man. Soundtracks just don't like hit the same. You know what I mean? Like me personally, I feel
honestly,
like
movies, I feel they're more, like movies, they're more important than they used to be. Right?
I feel like they're important for the movie.
Yeah,
like it's not like an assortment of music.
Oh yeah, no, you know what I mean. A movie soundtrack is never for outside of the movie, honestly. But they just uplift the movie a little bit more. So let's say when Black Panther first started, that first Black Panther movie, and Kendrick TDE did that. That shit was amazing, and that shit won. It's just everything. Honestly,
that was a phenomenal album.
That was just phenomenal at the end of the day. But that was a phenomenal album. Just the soundtrack itself uplifted the movie even more than.
Don't big up TDE around these niggas. They hate them.
That's a fact.
I fuck with SZA.
Don't big up TDE.
I fuck with SZA. There's 18 more niggas there. What you talking about?
I fuck with SZA.
Latin niggas.
What about the rest of them?
Latin niggas don't fuck with the real Black Panther.
That's crazy.
They don't fuck with the real Black Panther.
I mean,
they like this Panther. Like whoever this nigga is.
Shuri.
Yeah.
Like
spoiler alert.
I don't fuck with him as a little puppet or whatever the fuck he's on stage with.
Jesus Christ.
Dreamville doing this album.
I'm a solid.
I fuck with it.
I like it.
I'm not a big JID JID fan, but you got a couple verses in that fucking album.
And I'm going to Dreamville Fest. And
are you really?
Yeah.
Day two?
I mean, going both days.
That's hard.
There's no. Do you think?
Well, we didn't even say how Drake is co-headlining.
I mean, there's no way.
There's a whole bunch of.
Yeah, there's no way on God's green earth I would see that lineup and not go. Right. So the minute that, and I'm not a festival guy, I don't like, but there's no way I'm going to. There's Usher, Drake, J. Cole, Burna Boy. I'm booking
that's
my flight.
Fire.
Let me book my flight, buddy. Let me put this day off in. Yeah, I'm going to Dreamville Fest. So I'm excited that they put music out right before too, so you get to see it, and I'm excited to see what they bring out, and so I'm excited. Whatever they got going on over there, it seems like Cole is preparing for his exit from Dreamville. Making full albums because he's putting a festival lineup like this together is the biggest
from
festival
his
lineup.
Timeline, I think there's only two albums left. I think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't believe it. J. Cole be writing shit down.
Whatever he want to do,
making his voice soft.
I can't imagine a world without it anymore.
That's nigga love Cole. You hear that nigga said that?
Yeah,
it's sad as shit. You heard this nigga? Damn.
Top three, I feel you.
No, but yeah.
Niggas got to stop eventually. I mean, maybe not.
Honestly, nah. Tell me these niggas never stop.
You better get a new favorite because you're not hearing Kendrick for like 10 more years. So.
Kendrick is sick of you niggas. He's done.
Nah, he's done.
He's sick of Derek.
That nigga's done.
Y'all don't deserve Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, right. And I'm not even the biggest fan, but he's great.
Kendrick take all this time and then when he come out, y'all don't appreciate it.
Yeah. That's a fact. My nigga told you about his dad on the last project.
Yeah,
I didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't care. I didn't give a fuck about that shit either.
Right?
I didn't give a fuck about none of that shit either. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit either.
I'm done with y'all.
But No, I just want to like really salute to Dreamville. Whatever they're doing over there, bro, is phenomenal. Yeah. Have getting this Creed soundtrack to be your camp only, similar to TDE with Black Panther, and then getting this festival and getting Drake to co-headline is crazy.
Yeah, it's hard.
So yeah, that's fire. And I'm going to Dreamville Fest, so I'm excited. What else we got? Did you guys hear Black's new bop?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Black put out a new record.
Really?
Yeah, Single Queer is the next album.
Is it good?
It's some like Naked in the Forest. It's
a vibe. Naked in the Forest? That's the vibe?
Yeah, it's some Naked in the Forest. I'm on drugs.
It's like some real, what's it, Calvin Harris, Frank Ocean kind of vibe.
It's like being on mushrooms and running around naked in the grass.
That's your heart. It's a vibe.
That's not my bag, but I hear him. I get him. I hear
him. We got a wait list.
Oh, no, you got that one. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, crazy.
You got Drake and J. Cole headlining.
And Usher. Nigga, yeah. Usher? You crazy. And Burn, where you at? Nigga, that was the first day. Hey, what the fuck? Y'all seen this shit? All right, cool. We out.
That Black song.
I haven't heard.
It's dope. It's a vibe. I haven't
heard it. Yeah, it's very calm, soothing. I don't know if I can hear a whole album of this from him.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be a whole album.
And I hope not, because I'm going to make it clear. I don't want to hear a whole album of this from him.
Gotcha.
But I can get why people like this. I'm not the biggest fan of this because, I don't know.
Something new because, I mean, in his past projects and tracks, it's not something like this, I'm assuming. Well, going off of what y'all talking about.
Yeah, it's not Sad Boys, the single.
I probably would like to sue somebody else.
Okay.
Honestly. All right. I didn't expect this to be the first record for a project when we haven't heard Black for a full project from Black for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the one, but also that's also can be a good thing. That means he might have some heat on the album if he's leaving it. He's keeping like it away from us right now.
Like, no, not suspicious, but like it can linger.
Yeah, so I hope this means there's a lot of fire on the album, but I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. Wayne vs. Jay, we can save that till next week.
Did you hear that Wayne and DMX song though?
That shit is fire.
Yes.
You know Wayne, we should save it next because we're gonna have to talk about Wayne.
Oh my god, this nigga still got it.
Yeah,
he's never lost it, bro.
Yeah, we could say
Wayne is really him, bro.
Wayne is amazing.
Wayne.
Him being able to rap this well Wayne at this really age, him. Yeah, is amazing.
And verse was ridiculous.
That dude was ridiculous.
And because he had his little hiccups, I think we forget how great he is. But yeah, Wayne is at least for our generation,
he had a lot of hiccups.
Top 2-3, because I know y'all niggas.
He's in my personal.
Bro, if it wasn't for him, two great of artists would not be in the game.
Right? And so also, y'all niggas love telling me about Tupac and Brenda had a baby. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. So I don't want to hear none of that shit and all that struggle. I don't care. So that whole Tupac shit, y'all keep it. But, you know, Wayne and Jay, that's it for me. But, I think that's all we got for music. The Giannis clip, no one give a fuck. That was old. Lamar, this is what I got to say. Hey, NFL.
Pay the nigga.
Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. Y'all are not fooling me. Mm-hmm. Hey, there is no way that everyone's getting paid besides Lamar Jackson.
That's a fact.
Y'all are not fool. You mean to tell me he's available?
Yep. And no one wants to pay him.
For the viewers, we're in the sports section. Lamar Jackson is the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, and he is in a contract negotiation. Lamar Jackson has won. His record is 45 wins and 16 losses. He already has an MVP, and he has a conference championship appearance, I believe.
Mm-hmm. The only thing he's missing is the Super Bowl.
Y'all are not going to fool me and tell me nobody wants him because he's been injured once or twice.
It's crazy.
Deshaun Watson was getting rub and tugs every week, and all the girls told, and you mean he got $250 million.
This man got a job and money.
Daniel Jones, shout out to the Giants.
Yep, signed up for 4 years.
Daniel Jones
this
just got
a losing record.
$40 million a year.
Ass.
And Daniel Jones threw 15 touchdowns last year. Yes. Y'all are not going to fool me and tell me nobody wants Lamar Jackson. Y'all not going to Colin Kaepernick us twice. Mm-mm. Yes.
Pay that man. Find that nigga a job. Pay that man.
No, what they're trying to do is trying to teach a black guy a lesson for doing things on his own.
Trying to make an example.
Hey, stop.
Anything that's not that's against the status quo.
And y'all trying to be the system. Hey, we see what's going on. There's no reason Lamar Jackson does not have 15 people lining up to try to sign him, owners, y'all all kicking to each other, telling each other, yo, we're all going to band together and not pay him to force him to go back there and teach him a lesson.
That'd be crazy.
Hey.
Sounds racist.
It is. It is. It's literally the epitome of racism.
It is, 100%.
Y'all doing that, we see it. Just letting y'all know, if you think we don't notice, we notice. So, hey, please do not let this, because I think this will push people to really protest the NFL. Of course. Because people you're starting to hear the collusion word come around again. Y'all paid Colin to be quiet. Lamar will not.
There's other little instances. Like, just, I hate to bring it up, but DeMar, when he got hurt, and everyone just was, it was a toss-up. It was like, are they going to play? Or is anyone else going to play? Like, does this organization even care about this young individual?
Right.
And then, obviously, they played it the smart way, which is like, all right, no one play. And then we're going to do a kickoff return to, you know, make sure the Bills do good type shit. But it's blatantly racist. The organization is 100% racist.
Y'all,
it's crazy because the Baltimore fucking Ravens.
Yes, of all.
Yeah. Of all fucking teams. It's the Baltimore fucking Ravens. It's like, what are y'all doing? Yeah,
no white people, no black people own NFL teams, so that's what that means.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus y'all are Christ. Not fooling me. Lamar Jackson is easily one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. And you mean to tell me nobody wants to pay him? Nobody's going to pay him because he's had a knee injury before? Yeah, hey, we're not dumb.
Niggas want Tom Brady back before they take him. Like, yeah, what? What is wrong with y'all?
Aaron Rodgers has been dirt, and he's 45.
He's about to go to Stop. Fucking Jersey, bro. It's
Stop.
Crazy.
What the fuck is going
so
on?
So, if y'all don't think us black people notice what's happening, we know. So, I hope y'all know that we know. And I would not advise the NFL to push this too far, because I think this would be white people taking it too far. Because he is a very active, very good. One thing about Colin Kaepernick was they can say, hey, he wasn't good.
He wasn't good, yeah.
You cannot say that about Lamar Jackson. He is in his prime. Can't say that. So.
Honestly, I think someone will come forward and pay the nigga a lot, and then the Ravens will have to match it. And
they let him rock.
Yeah.
So.
But they'd be stupid to let him go, but whatever.
The NFL don't care about that. NFL whatever. Cares about the bottom line. But
they hate to see players taking control.
The NFL is not a players' league.
In the NBA, they hate to see players taking control. And any type of big corporation
NBA,
like
NBA,
that.
The NBA, them niggas be bugging.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas be bugging.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Asian, KD, Kyrie, stop them niggas. Enough. Yeah. Niggas is annoying.
They hate to see the leagues, any of their leagues, in control of the players who they pay.
No, listen, the NBA is a players' league. I just, at this, like... Yeah, I'll be wild.
I'll
be wild sometimes.
The trade request and everything.
They be wild.
It is getting annoying.
It's getting a little. Come on, y'all bugging out a little bit. Well, anyway, I think that's all we got.
Yeah,
that's all we got. Great episode back, guys. I think that's all we got, man. Yeah,
we got some news coming soon.
We got stuff coming soon. Please register, sign up for the 5K walk in Boulder, New York, in remembrance of Tyler. Rest in peace, Ty. We love you and we miss you as always.
Always.
Baldwin Park, Boulder, New York. Yes, it's Baldwin Park. Please register for 5K run. You can sign up for the Imaginary Players team or whichever team you see. Everyone and all are welcome. Donate. The link is in our bio.
Saturday,
March 25th. Thank you guys for liking, subscribing, listening. Please continue to do that. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Gangsta.
Wow.
Love gangsta bitches.
Life, more love.